Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike show for Wednesday with Mark, Maz, Brandon, and Joey. Trudy is working away, though.
Yeah.
Is she fatigued yet?
I don't know. I'm concerned. I hope she doesn't get Epstein-Barr or something from overworking.
Well, you know why he's asking.
I'm there. You know.
Oh, I know.
I'm there to pick her up.
Maz has offered to do the second day. I told Trudy, too.
Of course. I want you to.
Do you offer, she appreciated it immensely that you're willing to pitch in.
Oh, yeah, I knew she would.
Do you offer the same thing at Zot? If someone's maybe fatigued, you offer to pick up a day for him?
I did.
Gavar's on the same page with me.
All right. That's nice.
Brilliant question.
I'm there for you, Trudy.
I love the way you're always wanting to pick people
up. I do.
That's fascinating.
Trying to chip in.
Areas of your life where people are unable to do something and they'll be looking for you to pick them up. That's really cool.
Always there for you.
Probably not Trudy, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who else you can help out?
Hey, she's got to be tiring. It's day two.
And we're picking up for Maz, too, starting a little early today because I guess Kathy has to celebrate her birthday on her birthday.
For some reason, I don't think it's Kathy. I think it's Maz. Tom has to celebrate Kathy's birthday on
Kathy. It's totally me.
Really? I thought she was putting up a huge fuss.
No fuss.
Oh, okay.
No fuss. I already looked ahead. Next year, my birthday's on a Tuesday.
What? Oh, no. Oh, my God. I can't believe how many things in your life happen on Tuesday.
How does it happen? You guys even wrote that up to me. I had to look back and say, yeah, everything's happening on a Tuesday.
Tuesday is like the one day nothing happens. I mean, nothing happens on Tuesday. Absolutely nothing. But somehow everything in your life happens on Tuesday.
Tuesday used to be my least favorite day of the week because it was such a
Tuesday.
It's such a nondescript Tuesday. It's such a nondescript day. But now that I get to do this, it's really fun for me. Still the same for you, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a Tuesday fan.
Sorry.
I like Tuesdays Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the only thing I like about Ruby Tuesday.
How about Till Tuesday?
Till Tuesday. Yeah. Great point. Yeah. Tuesday's better than I thought.
There you go. Tuesday Weld.
Tuesday Weld. Is she in a Batman episode?
No.
No, okay.
She's not.
Let's see. Mesa, Tacos and Tequilas. Ooh, that's a great song.
It is the best.
I like some Skynyrd. Oh, I like me some Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, and maybe I can get it in during the intro. It's conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand. And let's see, Wednesday is open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Then trivia Thursday.
You hit the post.
Not quite.
Well, you stop.
Trivia Thursday where you can win cash and fabulous prizes, plus the amazing Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the 35-foot screen, which is getting ready. If a screen can get ready, it is getting ready for March Madness.
Ooh, ha, ha.
God, it's March.
Wait.
I keep thinking it's February. It's March already.
Well, because it's frozen outside.
It is. No, and February also is so, was there 2 weeks in February or something? They couldn't even fit Fat Tuesday into February.
Could not do it. Mardi Gras is going. Fat Tuesday, baby.
I was like, what, people to be paid already? They just paid them a week ago or something. This is crazy.
I know. A tough break for you.
It was. It was a really tough break.
Did you have a punch key today?
I did not.
Anybody?
No.
I did.
All right. Which one?
You know, honestly, if I see one more story about
jelly or
who cares what kind? I don't think anybody cares if I had one anyway. But
I'm just asking. Did you have a
jelly? You're one of those people that is always looking forward to the next meal. Even a half hour after the last meal, you're thinking about the next one. What is it going to be? What time?
Well, yeah, that's kind of, you're right.
Julie's Polish, so
I know people like that.
I dig
it's food. A thing for us.
It is?
Yeah.
Would you wait in line for a long time? Because that's all the news
no,
stories.
No, she's not that Polish.
All the stories are about how long people are waiting. I'll wait 2 hours. I'm like, what is wrong with you? 2 hours for a fucking jelly donut?
No,
that's
makes no sense.
Crazy.
Kroger's fine for me.
You want to know where I got mine?
I'm starving.
7-Eleven, baby.
The 7.
Yeah. They do. They bring them in for the day.
I don't think the guy working the counter was Polish, though. Judging from his accent.
Yeah, I would doubt that.
He might have been from a different part of Poland.
Why does it take so long to serve people punchkis? I can't. People really get in line all that. They really get. They line up at 4 o'clock in the morning for a punchki. I don't know. I don't get it. Is this fake news? Is this
no? Because they're there.
Are they just running the stories from the busiest year ever?
Give Hamtramck their due. It's their day.
I have nothing against Hamtramck. They're rebuilding the Negro baseball stadium, by the way.
No, I heard about that.
Jack White donated $10,000 to. That was nice. Hey, he's a big baseball fan, isn't he?
He is.
He's for real. He was at the World Series game last year.
Wearing his Detroit jacket.
He was so happy when they put the camera on.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's on. And it's not a sports podcast.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Son of a bitch. Is that Bob again?
Who?
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yes.
That was actual audio.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. I was going to
mention. Did you guys watch Brockmire at all?
Oh, my God. Brockmire?
Yeah.
It's not a sports podcast.
No, I have show. I not after season one.
No, that was it.
Eh.
I haven't been as into it either. There's some concert news today. Detroit Mopop. Detroit Mopop Festival. July 27th, 28th at Riverfront Park. Has anybody seen a show at Riverfront Park?
I went to Mopop last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you know Tame Impala is headlining?
I saw that today, yeah.
That's Charlie's band. Charlie was sending me tracks from Tame Impala.
Oh, really?
Charlie Dwight? Having some issues.
Yeah.
Charlie's got an amazing musical palette. Honest to God, I was like, Tame Impala? Who are they? They're from Australia, I think. I loved everything he sent. It was so, Charlie, send me some more Tame Impala.
I will say this about Riverside. It actually was really easy to go to and a good place to see a show.
Is it Riverside or Riverfront?
Riverfront, I think.
Are we talking about Shane Park here?
No. Further towards the bridge. It's past the bridge.
Should you have written that down?
Well,
yes.
No.
Yes, you should have.
No, I don't think so.
It's not called Shane Park.
I understand.
Do you think Shane Park had changed its name?
I know Shane Park changed its name.
They did?
Yeah, they're getting rid of him because he was a bigot.
Oh, Shane was?
Yeah, Shane was a bigot. Yeah, they got a bunch of people.
What's Shane's last name?
No, I think that was his last name.
Shane Mazzaway.
Or racist.
No relation.
They named it after Aretha now. Shane.
Why did they name so many things after bigots? What's up with that?
I think he was a bigot. He was something that was not
good. Or racist. Okay.
Exactly.
I didn't realize Tame Impala is headlining Coachella?
They are.
That's what the story said.
Oh, really?
I thought maybe it's the tiny stage or something.
It's a cool name for a band.
They're pretty big.
Yeah.
Vampire Weekend's there. Smashing Pumpkins and Noel Gallagher at DTE, August the 14th.
Can't wait.
And the Hollywood Vampires, Johnny Depp needs a paycheck, so he's out with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. They're not here yet. There's some West Coast tour dates, but we'll see.
Would you want to go see that?
I love Joe. I wouldn't mind seeing Joe Perry and Alice.
Well, two-thirds of it's great.
Yeah, I know. Depp almost makes you feel like I don't think I can go to support Depp. He's such a dope.
I just feel like you would be watching him the whole time because he's so weird. It might ruin it.
Yeah, he could be distracting.
What did he say his ex-wife Amber Heard slept with lately? Was the last lady.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
This is a podcast.
Thanks.
Maybe if you listen to a show all once in a while. We had a big discussion yesterday about the thing about Tom Mazzaway that drives us the most nuts. And I think the consensus was the fact that you don't listen to the show. Brandon?
I agree.
I know Brandon's like gets upset.
You
with
listen
me.
To the
I
guy.
I get upset about it.
You listen to that dope playing '60s music.
I'm over Flash.
I just
what?
Think Flash Velvet.
Breaking news.
I just think you had the perfect commute to listen to this show. And if you're not listening to Flash, what are you listening to now?
Just '70s and Beatles. I love the Beatles channel. I listen. I love music, man. I love it. The Bridge.
Well, Drew talks a lot about music. We talk a lot about music.
We play a lot of music.
How are you? Sorry.
Maz does watch The Bachelor, though, and The Bachelor, everyone is talking about The Bachelor today because Colton finally jumped the fence.
Is a spoiler alert, or do people know by now?
Oh, they should know by now. I think it's going to be to be continued.
Really?
It looks so intense. Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
Well, I think they're going to get on Cassie for stringing Colton along. Because they were right all along.
I think you're projecting your opinion on
the
women
tell
all.
But they were right. They said, hey, she's not ready.
That's
true. She's not ready.
That broad.
She never said she was in love with him.
Okay, so he made
and she's in love with her dad.
Her dad is
number one.
Her dad loves the camera, too.
So I have to say.
A special trip to Europe just to tell her, I don't know if you should marry him yet.
It was ridiculous.
Give me a break.
I love how these people just show up.
Plus, he had the same clothes on from his last show.
He did?
He did.
I didn't notice. One of the coolest things possibly ever happened with he had his first fantasy suite, and you figure, okay,
oh boy,
he's going to blow up. He's a virgin.
Yeah.
It's Tayshia, this super hot black chick. She's really hot.
What a body.
And she did one of those fake boob spills where she's like, oh my God, my boob fell out. Oh,
great, great move.
I know.
You had to see her just
there's gold
bouncing around.
What if that's
way.
What happened? Maybe he did blow up because they didn't have sex. And she said, I wanted to take the nap. So in other words, she wanted to bang him, but she said he was nervous and she wanted to be supportive, which is like, what?
Well, she's trying to win.
What is going on? How are you going to win if the guy won't have sex with you?
Hey, why does he say he's a virgin?
Because he was so focused on football.
Well, he's not playing football anymore.
I know. Believe me.
So why does he say he's still
crazy.
A virgin?
Most football players do. They seem to fit it in.
He had a long
term.
Not only that, it didn't work.
He had a relationship that blew up. So that kind of put him on his heels.
Why would it be a relationship if they never had sex?
He called it a relationship.
Maybe that's why it blew up.
Maybe he's like Mark and he just likes his own hand that much.
Well, that's true.
Perhaps.
Yeah, but I don't want to, I don't want to always beat off.
I know. I don't understand it. So anyway,
what's wrong with that?
He gets to the Cassie date, and the weirdest thing happens. During the date, he tells her that her father did not give him permission to ask her to marry him. She hasn't even said she's in love with him. She's the only one that hasn't said that. And she starts crying because she's so upset her father didn't give him permission. Like, in other words, I can't marry you because my dad didn't give me permission because daddy's always number one. She didn't say that. But
the air went out of the balloon the minute he said.
It did. That's a great analogy,
and
man.
She said to him, wow, you didn't. I had no idea that my father did not give you the blessing.
Yeah.
And that was it. She kind of, you saw her, she was dead on arrival at that moment.
I think it was almost as if she was teleported back to her dad's house at that moment. If she could have been teleported back or beamed anywhere else, she did not want to be there from that point on.
Then dad showed up just hours later.
Oh, hours earlier.
Was it earlier?
Yeah, her dad showed up in the hotel to tell her that he, unless she was madly in love with him, she shouldn't get married. But they've been on three dates, and Colton
but
is
that's the show.
Losing it.
But
yeah,
that's
well,
the
I
show.
Know it's the show.
Okay.
So he starts saying that he'll wait for her, that she's his pick. He's in love with her.
Yep.
She's the one. He's got another fantasy suite night, and he's already telling her she's the one.
Hannah's just waiting in her room doing whatever right now.
Yeah, Hannah's ready to blow him or sleep with him, whatever.
She's just
practicing.
She's doing whatever right now, waiting.
She's doing jaw exercises and
she's
Kegel
icing her
exercises.
Jaw, yeah.
She's so pumped. And he's telling Cassie she's the one. She's telling him, you know what, I'm not sure about you, though. I'm not that into you. So then the most fake thing I've ever seen in the history of relationships happens. It was so fake, Maz. He starts physically shaking.
Oh, that's fake.
It was so fake. It was a chick move. It was a chick move.
Pussy.
It was a total chick move.
How far in? I want to see it.
It's at the one. Let's see.
Tom, you thought it was real?
Yes, I do.
It's not real. It's at the 142 mark, I believe. And then his dark side comes out.
Uh-oh.
When she leaves, yeah, you won't believe what a hothead he is. It was incredible. I'm scared of him, honestly.
Maybe he has CTE.
Could be. That's a great point.
What did you say?
We're making a lot of progress on this show. 142.
Right. Well, I forget he was a
football
player.
Not believe this guy starts shaking. It is so phony.
There it comes. He's set up for the shake.
Let me do the commercials first, because I think this is important that we are fully focused
on
this.
You're all shook up.
Pussy.
This is the lamest move in history. And, you know, on the heels of the Tayshia fake boob slip, which was a brilliant move.
We should look at that in slow motion, by the way.
Let's see. It is March now, and it should be warming up, but it's not. Isn't it going to get really cold tonight, did I hear?
How much colder
can it get?
I thought it was
supposed to start warming up.
How much freaking colder can it get?
Is it supposed to
warm up? I hit snow squalls on my way here. I couldn't even, honestly, I could not see.
I know,
see
the Zot snow belt appeared to move with you.
Called Mother Nature.
I think snow will do that sometimes. If a vehicle is traveling out of the snow belt, it'll just follow them. And you were in the Zot snow belt.
Mother Nature is being a real bitch.
It's going to get down to about 14.
Bitch.
But it turned, oh boy, yeah.
Well, Zot Fort and Holly and DealsInIndy.com want to warm you up with their annual $99 payment party. Lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month. Or the sporty 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. My God, I can't. Many, many people tell me, you know, I can't swing more than this. I can't. $99 a month. Finally, lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge, as low as $99 a month. Is this working out?
Are I love my digging eggs. This? Yeah, people are all over it.
Commissions are all pre-waived.
Of course.
Celebrate $99 payment in early spring with your friends at Zodford and Holly. Call Maz, email Maz.
I tried to wave. I tried to pre-waive my commission for Joey, but I couldn't get him to bite.
Really?
Yeah, he still
wants you to lose your commission.
He still likes that smart car. I'm desperate to get him out of that
smart
car. Wow,
I know. I am too. I think it's unsafe.
It is.
I don't think Trudy's sleeping well at night.
He feels comfortable, and it's just those two little seats. That's it.
It's scary. I get concerned every time he leaves.
Well,
with a lot of worries, a lot of stress.
No Venus for him.
I may have an ulcer soon if he doesn't change cars. You should tell him that, man.
I should. I'll throw that in there.
Have a one-on-one. A year ago, Dr. Yaldo came onto the podcast. He's been one of our great advertisers. Boy, did we need the revenue, too. Whew. Really has saved our ass. Joining our regular people like David Hall, Zod Ford, Dr. Roche, people have been with us for a long, long time. We don't have a sales staff, so we like to keep our sponsors around, and this one has worked out brilliantly. All the people who have gone who want to get rid of their glasses and contacts and all the expense and the appointments, and they go in for the multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery for people 50-plus. You'll never get cataracts. Some of you wanted the custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where half of the patients get better than 20/20. The rest settle for 20/20, which is still good vision. Damn good vision. About as good as it gets. Mark 2019 is the year you dump the old technology and recapture the great vision of your youth. How many ways can you recapture your youth? Not many.
Not many.
Not many.
HGH, maybe.
That's true.
Yeah.
I forgot to take mine today.
Yeah.
Evaluation is free. Boy, I need a youth injection immediately.
Divorce.
Oh, divorce. Thank you.
Sorry. Just got back.
Evaluation is free if you do get surgery.
I was thinking of all our advertisers.
Adam.
Oh, yeah. Great point. You'll get the Drew and Mike discount. And Adam's been with us for a long time, too. They're a long-time advertiser. Yeah, Roche. 1-800-398. Boy, all our advertisers are trying to inject youth into us, aren't
they?
I didn't
comes
think
together.
About it that way.
Hall,
one nice package.
Get a nice bachelor pad from Hall.
Yeah. Save money.
Or Scott. He can find you something.
1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
This is quite a check you got here.
Yeah, $38,000. Yeah. That was turned out not. It's not a check.
You would know
if
about
you
it.
Knew the pod, if you listen to the podcast, you know that we called them.
I know you called them.
Asked them why.
Why'd you bring it up? You should have written it down.
What happened when we called him, Maz?
I don't know what happened.
But how'd you know we called him?
Because I read.
That's a Tom Sack Twitter.
I don't. Oh, you knew because you read the description.
I knew what you guys
do.
It
made it sound like you listened to the call.
Shortcut Maz.
Did you listen to the call?
No. I plan on listening, but if you guys want to ruin it for me and tell me what happened, that's up to you.
You plan on listening. Boy, that's a lot of catch up you have, especially with these birthdays, which have to be on the day. All that pressure from Kathy. I don't know how you're going to have time to listen to it.
I'm taking her away for the weekend.
Nice.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, a little surprise.
She has really been putting. That's not on her birthday.
Yeah, no, but it's a surprise trip on her weekend of her birthday.
Isn't she going to be pissed, though, because it's not on her birthday?
Well, no. We'll go out and celebrate tonight.
Wait, so you're celebrating tonight and you're observing it this weekend?
I know. With her being a stickler like that, I can't understand this.
I don't get it.
Well,
where are you going?
It's a surprise.
For us?
Yep.
Not for her?
No one's going to tell her.
I'm not saying it. What, are you kidding?
What? Write it down. Can you
shouldn't have
can
any
you
secrets actually, from me.
Can you actually write this one down?
I'll see. Maybe I'll God's spill sake, it later.
How about you just say it, Brandon will bleep it.
No.
Okay, I don't want to know anymore then.
I'm so pumped to see Colton shaking again. The worst move ever. Yeah. I know you guys haven't seen it. I'm intrigued to hear what other reactions there are. But first, David Hall and Hall Financial. 44 days is how long it takes most people to do a refi. 19 days is their average. And we constantly are hearing from people, oh my God, they're so fast. They return calls. They return emails. They're so good. They've gotten to people on Saturday and Sunday. They've delivered things to people up north. They've done crazy things to speed these things along. And that's how they're trained at Hall Financial. And they'd love to do it for you, too. It's a major life decision you're making when purchasing a home. Put the right people around you during your home buying process. Put Hall Financial in that group of people. Hall Financial made the home process so easy. Words cannot describe this company's knowledge and attention to detail with home loans. I have friends looking for homes, have passed Hall Financial's information around. Strongly recommend approval for Hall Financial. Way to go with the personal touch and one-on-one interaction as well. Find out how easy it can be for you to refi or buy a new home, your dream home. Take money out of your home or shorten the length of your mortgage. 248-308-5000 or hallfg.drewandmike.com. Is that where?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can click the link on the Drew and Mike Show webpage.
Yeah, fill click everything form on that webpage.
NMLS number 1467435. And somebody did mention Adam.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heading home at the end of a long work day, it should feel good. But for men with a failing marriage, it can be far more stressful than work. That's why some guys stay at work forever. Maybe it's time to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Their advantage is to being the first to file for divorce. If it's in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam is aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280, 248-284-4280. I saw you there.
I just caught my wife with 10 guys running a train on her ass.
Yeah, he should call Adam.
Definitely should call Adam. Is that Alex Jones who caught his wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 guys.
Did they break up?
I mean, he never lies.
So. I just caught my
wife.
She
sued him, remember?
With 10 guys running a train on her ass.
Did you bang my wife?
That would definitely put a dent in a relationship.
Well, unless you're into it.
That's true. He didn't sound into it.
There was a lot of those relationships I read about Penthouse Forum back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. Guys, it would dig
Penthouse
that. All right, let's see the bachelor, Colton, shaking.
All right.
I swear, Mass thinks this is real. He thinks he's really shaking because he wants Cassie so badly.
Here we go. I didn't let my family up.
How
are you supposed to know?
I know.
Doesn't know if she likes
him. Wait. He's already sniffling. Yeah. Why?
Because he was crying.
Why was he crying?
Because Cassie's not in love with him yet, and he wants her to get there. He's willing to be patient.
Yeah, he's willing to wait.
He's in the fantasy suite, though.
Yeah.
He's got to propose next week.
You're not in love with it yet. Let's go.
Go
ahead. What?
He's going to be shaking in a second. That's how upset he is. They've been on 3 dates, by the way.
I have to meet your family because I feel like they're going to wonder why I'm here if I'm not sure
what
I want at the end of this.
There's no pressure. I care for you. I love you. I want to be you at the end of this. Engagement or not.
Say that
to other girls. He's ruined the show now.
Meanwhile, Hannah's right next door.
Yeah. Exercising her jaw. Doing Kegel exercises.
I feel that strongly about you.
Yeah. You've been on 3 dates.
That's the show.
I've been in a relationship where I've loved somebody more than they love me back.
He's always the most loved in a relationship.
You're a different person than that. And I know I'm a different person in my stage of my life now.
Pussy.
But that's been the scariest part with you this whole time.
Pussy.
It's not knowing where you've been.
He's officially crying.
So bad.
She said he's a pussy.
Look how hot she is, by the way.
Yeah, she's hot.
You should see her with no makeup.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Great body.
I like
she
that.
Surfs.
Oh, what? You're going to quad? No, go ahead. Quad. Let me see.
I want a future with you.
3 dates.
And I'm telling you right now, at the end of this, I want it to be you.
That's insane.
The show's over. Show's over.
Poor Hannah. Next door.
I know.
Tayshia took her titties out.
What are you going to do? Quad now?
He could have nailed Tayshia and he waited for her.
I love you.
Tayshia?
Yeah.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
She named it after the continent.
He's throwing out I love you every 3 seconds at this point.
Oh, he's starting to shake.
Oh.
Oh, heads up.
He's going to notice.
Shaking.
Yeah, I'm shaking right now.
Shaking.
Pussy.
That's what Eddie Money was talking about.
She said he's a pussy.
We got to hear the microphone vibrating. He's shaking so bad.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
I feel sorry for the guy.
She said, stop shaking. He said, I can't.
I feel sorry for him. Why?
Hey, she pulled his butt. That's
is this
why.
The softest moment in history?
Television, yes.
Is this a chick move to shake?
Yes.
She pulled his butt all the way to Europe.
He tried to kiss her because he was shaking.
That's a
She decided to hug him.
Now she's going to say, I have a surfer boyfriend back home in California.
I think she should say it whether it's true or not. Now you want to see what happens when she bolts?
Yeah.
Because it's a hot, he becomes a hothead. This guy's dangerous. You're not going to believe this. He falls apart. $152.30.
Okay.
His dark side comes out. This guy's been all about opening up and putting the walls down and the journey and everything's amazing and all of a sudden he's a hothead.
Can I ask for the cars shake it up? Can I ask for that?
Shake it up.
Yeah, about a car.
Let's stop everything.
Oh, shh.
Hang on. Pause the TV.
Can I say a fucking word without getting you guys on my ass?
There we go.
Thank you.
This is actually a good song compared to the
other two. I have to admit, I love the Cars.
The best album covers ever.
Drew Wave Heaven. Good videos.
Yep.
First two albums are killer. I do like Since You're Gone a lot from Touch and Go.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
I like the softest of the Cars songs, of course.
Ben Orr, the other lead singer, the two lead singers.
Is this it right here?
It's the 152.30 mark, I think.
A little bit.
He's still crying here.
You like Drive, right?
Yeah, Drive's a good song. That's Ben Orr.
Is it really?
Yeah, Benjamin Orr.
He sings that?
He's going to drive you home tonight, yeah.
I wish
that
was okay.
Google Ben Orr vocals on car songs. You'll be surprised.
Huh.
Just What I Needed. You like that song?
Yeah.
That's Ben Orr.
Okay.
Shake it up.
Ben Orr.
There they go. Colton is steaming inside.
I can't believe you told him to look something up in the middle of the show.
This wants me to shut
well, it's
up.
Under supervision.
Candio.
Candio. That's okay, Sick, isn't it? They're taking a long march. Colton's trying to come up with something. The shaking move didn't work.
Oh, man.
The minivan is waiting for her.
Think.
The fence jump is coming up, by the way.
She can't wait to get the hell out of there. Look at her.
Final words. He tries to make out with her again.
She wants none of it, right?
Pussy.
He kissed her on the forehead.
Wait, what was that line of bullshit?
He wants what's best for her.
Now she's
gonna doesn't.
He should have said, what's best for you is right here. Let's go.
And then just pull it out at this point.
Yeah, he needs to be a man.
She answers him back with the same response, and he's like, oh, that hurts.
Oh, fuck. Pussy.
Right here.
Oh, this is hurt. This hurt me when she said this coming up.
What's best for you?
Oh, what are you going to do? Cry now?
I want you to be so happy. I want you to be someone who's like this.
Right here. Oh, someone's insanely loving. Ouch.
Oh, what, you're gonna quad? No, go ahead, quad. Let me see.
Ooh.
Let me see, quad.
He's decimated.
Frank's mine.
Frank's mine.
Frank's mine.
You're phony, Cassie.
I'm not sure if I can get there.
We've been on three dates.
It terrifies me.
Benjamin Orr's dead.
I can't be here because of it. I can't.
See ya! That's when he says, see ya! Get the fuck out of here! Booch.
Get out of here.
And she might come back.
I wasn't expecting you to know right now.
If he'd had his little hothead thing earlier, it might have helped.
People don't talk this way in real life, right?
No, they don't.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It's because they know they're on a TV show. They think that's what they're supposed to say. Although I think Colton would talk this way in real life.
I think he would, too.
And he would
Cassie
really
just wants to go home. She's trying to say the right thing to get her out of there.
And he'd really shake.
Look, he's trying to make out with her now. What fight was that?
Now he's gone. He's gone from bachelor to me too. She doesn't want any part of you, my man.
She said, "I'm gonna go." He said, "Okay," which is the biggest relief of her life.
Oh, she said, "Are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?" Oh yeah, we'll see how mad you aren't.
I'm not mad.
I love you.
She said, "I love you back." What the fuck was that?
She's just
kissing her again.
Because she just wants to leave at this point. She's going to tell
That's
him
true,
whatever.
Yeah.
She's not even thinking straight. She's just
trying to wrap it up, guys.
She's trying to plan her escape. Oh, look at that relief on her face now. She's in the car.
She looks so hot, too. Now, here comes the hothead. Heads up.
Is he gonna break
the dark
something?
Side of Colton.
Oh, break stuff.
Wait till you see this. Well, nobody cares about this part. Although she's cute crying. She looks good crying, even.
That's a relief cry.
That's true. I think you're right.
Oh, my God. Thank God that's over. I can't believe he jizzed in his pants, too.
When she said, I love you. Watch. Watch this. Oh. Oh, no, not this part.
It's a cool door. Ugh. It's just a shot.
Might have gone in there to blow up. He thought about his hand brushing her ass. He blew up, and now he's going to come back out.
He already did that. He's changing his undies. Smelling
the worst part truly is that I made some real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever gonna see him again.
Whoa, he swore.
He said,
I'm done with this.
I'm done with this. It's not even the finale yet. You can blow up the whole season.
Watch him push the camera.
Watch this. This is unbelievable. Boom! Cameraman knocked over. Down the stairs, ashtray. Watch, he hits that, boom, throws the ashtray on the ground. Everybody sucks. Threw some more shit on the ground.
There's another one right there.
Just threw some more, there's object clattering, it said.
What's in the background there?
He's taking off the microphone.
What?
Somebody get Chris. Somebody get Chris.
That's a bachelor violation.
Here comes Chris, fully dressed in a coat.
Wait, listen to this. Check this out. Here we go. Heads up. Most dramatic moment in Bachelor history.
Until next week.
Colton.
Hello.
Whoa.
Look at that. There's the fence.
He just jumped the
fence.
Chris Harrison swore. He said just
that cost a millionaire right there.
Whoa.
Who wants to be a millionaire? All over.
Stop yelling for him, Harrison.
They're yelling at him like he's a dog. Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah. Colton!
Colton!
He's gone.
Colton!
He's going to the airport, Maz?
I don't know.
On foot?
Is he hitchhiking to catch the limousine?
The treehouse.
Dogs barking down here.
I hope those dogs attack him. Because he has the smell of sex on him.
Colton!
Colton!
I have no idea where he went.
Colton!
What if some wild animals ate him?
Hopefully.
He's gone.
He hopped the fence and took off. I didn't see which way he went. Colton! Colton!
We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Grown men yelling Colton.
See ya.
Chris Harrison.
Why are you jogging, Harrison?
To show how in shape he isn't.
Like you would catch up to Colton.
Holy.
Just lost another show, man.
Down selling the centuries, guys.
To be continued. Oh my God!
Wait,
there's Colton's inner monologue. As if you know a cool song. That was hilarious. What a fucking hot.
Colton's inner monologue is the song "Just When I Needed You Most" by Randy Van Wormer.
Just when I need.
Is that possible? I think it is.
Look at him. He looks more like Blake Griffin now than ever. Look at that.
This is what Colton's thinking. If he hears this song, he will start bawling so hard.
Shaking.
And shaking.
Yes.
What made you think of this piece?
I have no idea.
Pussy. I don't think I've ever heard of this.
I'm trying to think of some air supply.
You act in the morning.
I know what his inner monologue is, speaking of that.
Struggle for something to
Here comes the hook.
Say.
What are you gonna do, Kwai, now?
You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way.
Why did you sing like that?
Now I miss you more than I.
Somebody sent a soft rock bracket, by the way. March Madness bracket.
Oh, perfect.
It's pretty good.
That is great. Who said it?
Here's the hook.
When I needed you most.
See ya.
Yep, that's what he was thinking.
This is his inner monologue song.
I'm all out of love.
Voice Avenue?
I'm all out of love.
Close.
Oh.
Did you really know that off supply. One note?
Yeah, I can name that Air Supply in one note.
This is in your March Madness.
Oh, God, yeah.
Soft rock bracket.
It's my mom's favorite group.
Top 20.
My mom and Tom like the same groups.
She went to see him live, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Is it an afternoon show?
Probably.
They do two shows, noon and 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock is for the wild people.
Well, it's also post-nap. God, those two guys would probably shake.
Ugh. Shaking. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Shaking.
All right.
That's intense, man.
Who watched Leaving Neverland Part 2?
God, yes.
I know a lot about it.
I watched
it. Couldn't bring myself to watch it.
I know a lot. Is that an excuse, or could you really not watch it?
I can't watch it.
Why?
I cannot watch it.
Why?
I have a lot of reasons I can't watch it. One of them is...
Were you abused?
No, of course not.
Okay, well,
Sammy Maz and Claire Maz? Come on. Best. What a childhood.
I didn't say they did it.
No, I was not abused.
I don't know. Maybe you hung out with Randy Van Wormer.
I wouldn't allow it.
Younger.
That's why I can't understand some of this stuff. I can't wrap my head around the stuff I hear.
Okay, but to that point, I wish people would watch it because those people that defend him don't realize. I don't think people realize how much it fucks someone up and how much.
Well,
why somebody would bear. I think Wade Robson or Robeson, however his name is pronounced, is really interesting because people, especially the Jackson camp, are like, why did he wait so long? In part two,
look at all the people who are molested by Catholic priests. So
right.
They
you can
wait
bring that
decades
up all day.
After decades after
yep,
decades.
You can bring but that this, up all day long.
But this one specific incident really shows why you would wait that long because he didn't think there was anything wrong with it because it was a manifestation of their love until he had his own kid and realized, holy shit, kids are pretty innocent.
Happens,
and I don't think.
Happens all the time, too. It does.
I mean, nothing changes you like having a kid. Like, you actually start caring about realizing how innocent they can be. Or be, and when you're around them, not having one necessarily, but being around them.
I don't really want to get into psychobabble, but the way it was explained.
Psychobabble just pissed me off that people will just dismiss it.
No, I mean, the point being that he tried to make was that he couldn't see himself as being anything but to blame.
Yeah.
And when he saw his small child and realized how innocent that kid was.
Exactly.
The kid was only 2 years old, I think. He realized that he was at no fault in no way whatsoever, and how fucked up it was. He and Safechuck basically testified against people he was molesting.
Right.
They testified as witnesses.
Yeah, they made him look bad.
And you know what's amazing?
Because Jackson was still grooming them.
What I couldn't believe was how, sure, they testified for him, but the night before they were hanging out at Jackson's
house. Yeah, what the fuck is that? A witness hangs out with the person on trial?
And Jackson's lawyers did mock interviews saying this is what the prosecution is going to say.
Yeah, they can't prove anything.
Do not waver. Do not waver.
Don't they always coach witnesses? I mean, it's sick, but don't they always do that? Or is this? Or I'm asking, is that odd? That they would coach.
Oh, I think attorneys like that coach witnesses. Well, I don't think a lot of coaches.
Who's the big name attorney in this?
Tom Mesereau.
No, the other guy.
Garagos.
No. Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran was the attorney in 94.
Well, you were asking me upstairs. I mean, how do these lawyers do what they do?
I don't know.
They
I don't know.
See a murder in cold blood, but and defend that person.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, they could see it, but these lawyers are unbelievable.
Great lawyer.
If Garagos saw these 4 hours, I don't know how he could live with himself after hearing him say the full weight of, you know, the law will be brought upon you if you dare suggest anything untoward about this man. I mean, it was just fucking incredible. And he said, if you don't understand this is all about money, then you really do live in Neverland or Neverland or something like that. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? He knows his client slept in the bed with these kids for one kid for 368 straight nights. A 12-year-old. No, I think he was 11, actually.
Good parenting.
Yeah, with the door locked, too, by the way.
Nice parenting.
Yeah, but you know what? Jackson's the one to blame here.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
No,
it's not something
that's
we would do and send our kid. But
the people that defend him love just criticize. Oh, the fucking parents, they just want money. It's always the money. Five kids say he was molested by. They were molested by Michael Jackson, and yet they all wanted money. They all wanted money. No, he has no reason to lie, of course. He's the pristine Michael Jackson. He sleeps in bed with a kid all the time, but and he never sleeps with an adult, by the way. Never sleeps with an adult. But he has no reason to lie. The kids, yeah, they're the ones that are liars because his parents sued the police over a shoplifting arrest. So therefore, it's about money. And I mean, it's like, you know, you get these private investigators on these kids and their families, and they dig up all this shit. Boy, I guess there's nothing to dig up on Michael Jackson.
Oh, and you wouldn't. Look, it's weird. I would never want my kids sleeping with a grown adult that they don't know or aren't.
Not
I don't
even
want any of them.
But this is Michael Jackson.
I still
this
wouldn't
is
expect
God
that.
In their world.
And I still wouldn't expect him to molest them. You know, he is the one to blame. I just hate that the parents get a lot of blame. How about Robeson's mom? No, it was Safechuck's mom when she found out he was dead. I fucking love that part.
She danced?
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Because she knew finally.
He's a monster.
Not going to be able to molest him. I know, but why won't people
monster.
See that?
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people
because
watched
we,
it, to be
because
honest.
We have rose-colored right. glasses on. That's
it's Michael
why.
Jackson. It,
right.
There's a cult
that's
of
why.
Michael Jackson. It's like Scientology.
Yes.
But we knew
think
he was
that
weird.
He slept in a bed.
Yeah, he was weird, but we didn't prove. No way. I was one of them that said, there's no way this guy is doing things to a kid. I believe that. I believed that.
Why do you think he's sleeping in a bed with a kid?
Why would the kid make
Why
it
would
up?
Anyway, he's Michael Jackson. Why would he sleep in a bed with a child?
Because he didn't have a childhood. And most children sleep with other children. Who someone repeated
his
that
His brothers
lie.
Don't sleep with children. His brothers didn't
no
have a
does.
Child. His brothers had no more of a childhood than he did.
It's laughable.
It's so fucking crazy.
It's a lose-lose.
And by the way, as far as money... His money is what made him not guilty, not them wanting money.
Yeah.
He gave them houses, cars, shopping sprees. He had attorneys out the ass. He spent tons of money. You know how much money he spent on attorneys and settlements? Over $50 million.
Wow. Laughable.
And, you know, the one of the mothers was like, why did you give that kid all that money? He said, oh, it would have cost more to go to trial than $23 million.
Really?
Yeah. That's what Jackson said.
Yeah, not,
would you? You're
no
Michael
way.
Jackson. You're a superstar, and some kid is holding you up for no. something you never did. You never touched
Fight
this
it all
kid.
Day.
Fuck yeah, you would.
I was reading a little bit more about Robeson's lawsuit that's going on because that wasn't in the documentary, and it wasn't because the Jackson side loves to say, "Yeah, his lawsuit was thrown
dismissed.
Out. It was dismissed." First off, it's on appeal, and the reason it was dismissed is because the judge said, "I don't." I think these claims are credible, but I don't think that the state can say you can sue a business after an individual is dead for the sins of the individual.
That you know, I got to tell you,
which kind of makes sense. It sucks, but it kind of makes sense.
The media just blows my mind in this thing. They are so determined to have the Jackson family on
their
side of the story. They are so unobjective; it's not even funny.
What do they owe the Jackson family?
No, they're afraid of the Jackson fans turning on them is what they're afraid of. Because
so
have you seen
what?
Oprah's Instagram? Yeah. Oprah's just getting bashed.
By the way, she was great last night.
I know,
she
was.
Really good at that.
Well,
at
she
that
watched
kind of
the
thing.
Documentary, and she's not an idiot.
And she's just...
But
that's,
it's, you
that's
know
what? Her, let's, she's going to get something out of this. As
you know
well.
What? On Twitter, by the way, a
what
lot
mean,
of people...
Wait, what do you mean she's going to get
she's
something?
She's going to be rebirth again. Herself. She, how many millions
Oprah's
did she lose on Weight Watchers?
Yeah, because Oprah's really been down.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. She'll get something out of this.
She's a billionaire.
I think she'll be fine.
I know she'll. I'm,
so you think she's yes. doing it, though, to get something out of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
By the way, the race card was being tossed around that Oprah has turned her back on the black Michael Jackson in favor of these white kids, these lying, money-grubbing white kids.
Well, it's not her fault that Jackson had a type.
I know, and it was playing the field.
Hey, wait a sec. Gavin Ariza was Hispanic.
I'm just telling you what people are saying. It's mind-boggling.
I was getting a kick out of watching all the umbrella holders, including at one time in the very beginning of part two last night when they were going through the Lisa Marie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Robeson was his umbrella holder for a period of time.
By the way, did James Safechuck have some of the worst hairstyles you've ever seen?
Yeah, well, oh so my did God. Wade Robeson
Wade
really
Robeson
did too.
Did.
Boy, did they love frosted tips.
And I gotta say, as dumb as his dancing was as a kid, his dancing when he was older was just as dumb with
NSYNC. I was not a fan. I had no idea the guy was so successful.
Yeah. Oh, why am I picking it? I mean, this has nothing.
You think he's successful?
This has nothing to do with the molestation.
He choreographed. No.
NSYNC, Britney Spears.
Well, you want me to give Michael credit for their success?
I'm just saying. Do you think Michael had anything to do with his success? I'm just asking.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay,
I think they would trade it, though.
Yeah.
You think?
So you're saying it's
worth
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it to be molested?
I didn't say that. I mean, I'm just asking you a question.
It might be for $23 million.
I'm asking
you
a question.
The mother, once this all came out, the mother said, our whole life was bullshit.
Yeah.
We moved to Los Angeles. We thought this Michael Jackson loved our family. Yeah. She left her husband behind in Australia, who committed suicide, by the way.
Nice move.
And everything was about Michael Jackson and him helping her son. And she knew in the end it was all about getting her family away from Wade so he could molest Wade every night, which he did. And so she said our whole life was bullshit.
She should be in jail.
Yeah, she would probably agree with you.
Put her in jail.
Put her in jail?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's a terrible person.
No, she was seduced by Michael Jackson.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
She left her husband.
Yeah, no, and she is paying that cost. But why put her in jail? It's not illegal to leave your husband.
It is when you taking your son over to a guy that you know is molesting him.
No, she's scum, but
I almost feel like letting your child sleep in a bed with an adult almost should be a crime. It's fucking insane.
Absolutely.
What incentive does an adult have to sleep with someone else's child? That's fucking insane.
They didn't have a childhood.
That's not a parent.
No, she's probably one of the worst parents ever. But
she is the worst.
If Jackson didn't molest him, which I don't know why she would expect him to molest him. Yeah, it's wrong and it's weird.
Well, he was separating the kid from. She said herself. She said, "I could tell they were keeping me away." The sweets kept getting further and further away. Oh, they don't have any sweets that are nice enough for you guys that are close to us.
Next thing you know, she's in a different hotel.
By the way, what's
she's left at the airport.
What do his supporters think of the alarm systems around his bedroom? Don't they? Isn't that a little bit
for all
unusual?
Those money-grubbing kids that are trying to get into his bed?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
It's ridiculous.
I guess I will watch this.
Robeson's wife, by the way, very attractive.
Yeah, they both have good marriages, which is amazing.
Well, their origin story of how they met.
Oh my God!
I said in my head, I'm like, wait, that's a real thing. Dance battles were a real thing.
Matt Riley was in dance offs. I've seen Matt Riley in a dance off.
What?
I have.
Oh man. Okay. I guess it was a real thing.
He usually wins through sheer will.
Did he dance like with four other guys and it was choreographed like Wade Robeson was when he met his wife?
He has one-on-one dance-offs. The Wade Robeson dance-off, they saw two girls dancing with each other and they said, hey, how about a dance-off? Him and his buddy.
Yeah.
And these girls danced and then Wade Robeson, who's a choreographer, does a choreographed dance with the other dude, which is like, oh my God.
And she thought rightfully that he was an asshole. She said that.
So ridiculous.
The other thing I had to look up just to see one of those fact checks was she said when he turned down he finally got the big opportunity to direct.
Oh, a movie? You mean Safechuck?
Was it Safechuck that was going to direct
it?
Okay. Yep. For some reason, I thought it was Robeson.
It was Robeson.
Oh, it was Robeson. Okay. I had to look up the movie and see how big it was. And it actually did pretty well.
Even though Safechuck did make short films that were funded by Jackson, this was Robeson who made like a film.
Safechuck's band was not bad.
They're pretty good.
I thought he was a good player.
Yeah, I thought so too.
By the way, Jackson the movie talked him into quitting school. He's like 15. He's like, nobody successful goes to school. And
you only need me.
I didn't go to school.
No, I didn't go to school.
And I have my very own Ferris wheel.
Nobody went to school. Whitney Houston didn't go to school. John Lennon didn't go to school. Nobody who's successful goes to school. I want you to drop out immediately. He dropped out.
My elbow.
Bill and Melinda Gates didn't go to school.
They didn't. They actually, he did drop out of Harvard. Dropped out of Harvard. He didn't drop out of high school.
The guy that's going to create Facebook in a few years, he dropped out of Harvard.
Only need me.
It could have been you.
Yeah, the idea was, in his opinion, to make him more dependent on Jackson. He wouldn't have a fallback.
Of course.
Ugh. So,
Step Up Revolution was the big movie he was going to direct.
The one he dropped out of?
Yeah. $33 million budget, though, and it made $140. So that was probably a big loss for him.
Yeah. Well, he was unable to function at that point. The one thing that this is a weird observation, but I swear, I could never be a pedophile. It's too much work. It's so much. Fucking grooming just takes forever. You got to take this whole family. You got to separate the kid from the family. That's an all-day job.
That's what I've always said about R. Kelly and his sex cult. It's a lot of work.
Although they're adults and they're not with their family. With Jackson,
their families are always contacting
them. With a 10-year-old, you get the whole family. You have to deal with the whole family. If you don't have money, think of how much work that would be. Because you can't just buy them off.
And the evidence, oh my God, you have to clear the evidence. You have to make sure that the little boy's bloody underwear gets thrown in the garbage.
Yeah.
That part was awful.
Yeah, the kid. You're trying to have anal sex with this kid, and he fucking takes off and doesn't even get rid of the underwear.
Yeah.
And so Jackson has to call him. His secretary, I love how his secretary calls. Michael needs to see you immediately.
His
goes down there, and Jackson says, what'd you do with the underwear? He's like, I just took it off. He's like, you need to get home immediately and throw out that underwear. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
Who can keep track of all this shit?
Wow.
I would be exhausted. The grooming is just insane. That's way too much work. I mean, you know, I'm going to say grooming a girl. You know, seducing, having a dating, whatever. I mean, that's I mean, that's a lot of work too. But fucking grooming a kid, Jesus!
Paris
what a
showed
job.
Up in this one, and I'm curious. If you recall, in January, Paris checked herself into like a institution because she was having some issues.
Yeah.
Paris Jackson, and she has not commented on this. I'm wondering if she got like a early copy of it and watched it and saw herself. There's stories with her in it.
There's a story, might have been Radar Online, that secretly she's telling her friends that she's really torn whether or not to believe this because she kind of believes Robeson.
But you
well,
know
she
that
acts like she's so woke.
Exactly.
She knew Robeson. She grew up
she
with
knew
Robeson
very well.
She also knew her father. So some of these stories, she's probably saying, "Yeah, that shit did happen." These stories with me in them, and my
he
dad
never,
was a
he never
weird.
Had a woman overnight. Never had a woman overnight. Claimed he was heterosexual. Did he not claim he was heterosexual?
Who Jackson?
Jackson.
Yeah, he made
he
got married
he had three
twice.
Children.
He was married with, twice. Yeah.
How about Lisa Marie?
Yeah, he married
I'm
her.
I'm not but, gay.
She never spent the night at Neverland.
He did. We were wrong about this. He did marry Debbie Rowe at one point, which is interesting.
She was 6 months pregnant when he announced he was getting married. Yeah, they're not his kids. His life is a lie. His life is one
Nobody
never.
Thought this would last.
And that's the other thing too. They're showing some of the one trial. The jurors thought that, yeah, he's the one main foreman's like, yeah, I think he's molested kids. Maybe not this one. They didn't prove the case, but. Yeah, he probably molested kids.
The one lady voted no because the mother of Gavin Arvizo snapped her fingers at the jury.
I hate that old bag.
And what a fucking bitch. And everyone laughed.
I know. I don't. Why is that so hilarious? You're making a judgment.
Because everyone wanted Michael Jackson to get off.
There she is. There she is. Oh, here's the foreman, too. Let me back it up.
Using the standard of reasonable doubt, they rendered a verdict that was based on the facts and evidence and within the guidelines.
Oh, whatever,
of the
Mr.
Law.
Boring.
We expected probably better evidence, you know, something that was a little more convincing.
Like bloody underwear?
We just couldn't buy the story of the mother, for one.
I disliked it intensely when she snapped her fingers at us. That's when I thought, don't snap your fingers at me, lady.
I was molested when someone snapped their fingers.
Michael Jackson probably has molested boys.
Interesting.
After some of the testimony was offered, I can't believe that this man could sleep in the same bedroom for 365 straight days.
368.
And not do something more than just watch television and eat popcorn.
Oh, well.
Yeah, like I can't
celebrating.
That guy's
oh, is that when he dances in the car? It is.
Yeah.
That's what everybody does. The first day of your pedophile trial, you dance on a car for your fans.
Yeah.
It's totally appropriate. Want. Anyone that says it isn't, fuck you.
And you know what's crazy
You're
is
the weirdo.
That day when he went into court, he had to be escorted by two people because he was so frail.
He was hurting. That was that same day?
But then not guilty.
He's the victim.
That was the pajama pants. That was the pajama pants day?
No, there was multiple days where he was escorted in because he was so frail.
He was late all the time. The judge was excoriating him.
It's 80 pounds.
Michael Jackson. Then they put him in a bathroom with doo-doo and feces, or they put him in a room with doo-doo and feces on the wall.
For 45 minutes. That's
full Jackson. They were honoring the full Jackson by leaving him in there for 45 minutes.
So. Once I went in the restroom, they locked me in there for like 45 minutes. There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad. Then one of the policemen came by the window and he made a sarcastic remark. He said, does it smell good enough for you in there?
What'd
How do you
do?
Like the smell? Is it good?
What'd you do?
And I just simply said, it's all right. It's okay.
So
they,
fun to
they
watch.
They showed Gavin Arvizo being interviewed by the police. I've never seen that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, the videotaped, yeah. That was wild.
Who calls it doo-doo? Hi, Doo-Doo
Someone
head.
Who didn't
Doo-Doo
have a
head. He called the
children
Doo-Doo head. In
now
the
Jacksons have a what? $100 million case against HBO.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll win.
What are their chances? That was
zero.
They're
going to
win.
Tossed out so fast.
The Jacksons, by the way, they didn't spend time with Michael. He didn't want anything to do with his father. He didn't want anything to do with his brothers. They pressured him to do shit all the time. That victory tour, he didn't want to do that.
Uh-uh.
He was a star on his own. His brothers were dead weight.
Yeah, he did not like his family.
This business of them running around saying, "I knew my brothers, it didn't happen," and you know. What the fucking nephew said the other day, I wanted to punch him.
Yeah, Taj.
Says, he didn't get a job with MJ Productions, so he decided he wanted to be abused. I mean, did he watch this? Really? Did he watch this?
Of course not.
Can you imagine sitting down and being interviewed for 15 hours and giving your entire story of molestation and making the whole thing up, just thinking of dollar sign, it makes money. This is a guy who choreographed for NSYNC. He made money.
Yeah.
It's not like this guy needs money.
He made a lot of money. That one, they showed his house, that overhead drone shot of his house. It's like, it's a nice pad.
Yeah.
Pretty cool pad. Paid more than when he was the umbrella holder.
Yeah, how would you like to work for one of the recording industry's biggest stars?
I love you. I love you all.
There's a rare opening in Umbrella Detail for the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
UMB1 to base. I'm set at the courtroom door. Over.
Remember to hold umbrella number one high. He'll be waving, so give him plenty of clearance. Over.
If you have strong wrists, can operate a walkie-talkie, enjoy being on national TV, and aren't easily jostled, you may have what it takes to be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
Umbrella's on the ready. Prepare canopy deployment. Over. UMB2 to base. The runner is trapped between the top spring and the handspring. You mean it won't open? Yeah, Roger. Base here. Do you or UMB1 have any oil for the shaft? Over. I've got some WD-40 here. Application process almost complete. Roger, and execute canopy deployment. Umbrella deployed. Over.
Enter the glamorous and fast-paced world of celebrity umbrella holding.
UMBs 1 and 2. National Weather Service says westerly winds 25 to 30 knots. We don't want those canopy ribs turning inside out. Over.
Shake leg. Biped is approaching from inside at 2 o'clock.
Applicants must be black with shaved heads and earrings. Go to mgumbrellaholder.com.
Apply today and you could be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
That's such a great bit.
Great job.
That's such a great bit.
Sound like a good gig.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
No way, man. You had to hold that umbrella up for a long time, Tom.
Ooh. Can't be easily jostled either.
Now, Leaving Neverland has a 97% from the critics on the Tomometer.
Rotten
Tomatoes. There is no audience score yet, but
I bet you it'll be
about 10% because right now on the Google users, 31% approval rating, and it's a 5.9.
Yeah, stupid fans.
So Rotten Tomatoes, haven't they adjusted how they accept it because of trolls like the Jackson fans, Brandon?
Just recently.
Yeah.
Jackson fans are just, I mean, they are mountain.
It's kind of amazing.
They are so, I know, it is amazing. I really wonder what, if they did a poll on people that watched that, I wonder how many would believe Michael Jackson.
Well,
I have a feeling it's a really, a small but really loud, aggressive group. It is like a cult.
It is very much
really
like a cult.
Well, you know, it's the same thing as if you went into New York when, remember John Gotti, when he was being thrown in jail and indicted and all that, and they're all sticking up for him, even though they know they know what he's done.
Who was sticking up for him?
The whole city, the whole town where he grew up, New York.
I didn't know he had all that support.
Yeah,
I didn't know he did either.
Yes, he had all that support.
But then again, it's a little different when you're destroying little kids' lives as opposed to killing off other mobsters.
They knew Gotti was doing bad things, though. They just liked him.
Yeah. Yes, did you watch the movie with John Travolta?
I didn't.
No?
I'd love to, though.
I heard it got panned.
Yeah, it was
I figured you'd watch it, though.
I wanted to watch it. They killed it so bad, I didn't bother.
These people are trashing the victims. They're saying why they're lying. They wanted money. They'll give you these 20-point dissertations on why it's all bullshit. They think Jackson, he just slept in a bed with the kids because he was weird. He was just weird.
OJ got a lot of that. But there was a lot against him as well. This one seems to be, mostly for him. for MJ.
Oh, I think most people are realize now. And there's been a lot of pieces out there about how this documentary is what's going to ruin his legacy and take it down. And a lot of people's eyes are opened up by it. And I'm sitting here going, where have you been this whole time? I mean, there was no lack of coverage of either.
Well,
nobody bothers to sit and actually look at a grand jury or read a grand jury report.
Or watch
a Dateline on it.
I think the nail in the coffin would be if Brett Barnes or if another person came through. Well, I don't think he did molest Macaulay. I think Macaulay was one of the friends.
And Corey, too, right?
I don't know. Calkin hasn't said anything this week, has he?
No. Corey Feldman has, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
See his new
interview. Corey Feldman. I think Corey Feldman will always support Michael Jackson. I think it keeps Corey Feldman in.
But he also supports the kids, too, that were abused because he says they could have been abused. I wasn't.
So you know what he does? He blames the parents.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't do anyone any good.
Here's some of his quotes.
But, you know, Jackson would be smart not to molest one of these powerful children.
But I'm amazed that people go, hey, look, Corey Feldman spent the night with him. He never molested him. What? So, wait. Oh, standing ovation. He had a child in his bed and he didn't molest him. Oh, my God.
Hey, OJ didn't murder Paula Barbieri. So stupid.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid. You're ignorant.
It's BS. They made it up.
I love you.
I just
Brandon.
Thank you. Love you.
It's just the whole thing is insane. It was insane watching it. It stuck with me. I mean, honestly, today it's just been like, oh my God, I almost want to get it out of my head. I may have done the right thing, Maz.
I'm gonna watch it.
I read enough depositions to know that there's something really stinks here. It's absolutely insane. Plus, you know, what happens with people like Michael Jackson is they get this team of people who dig up dirt on victims, like the Bill Clinton bimbo eruption list.
Right.
They dig up dirt on these women, and there were so many people that believed Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Even with Monica Lewinsky. We all those people were out there saying she was a stalker, that she did this crazy thing. She had an affair with a married professor in college.
You want to believe the people that you thought were good.
Meanwhile, they're lying, and they're digging up dirt on the victims. And the public is trashing the victims. Look at Monica Lewinsky. Look at all the shit she went through.
I mean,
she was a fucking intern.
Say you support and love Bill Clinton. Why can't you still admit that he's a fucking creep and totally manipulated Monica?
They don't want to. They don't want to believe it.
Why not?
And in fact, they did such a good job. I have to say, Bill Clinton, I mean, if you can call it doing a good job, even when he admitted it, I mean, after lying for all that time and all the trashing of Monica Lewinsky and all the spinning, when he says, oh, I did, I blew up on her dress and she blew me a few times and I did send inappropriate things. They go, oh, Ken Starr's terrible! Because they spent all that time trashing Ken Starr. Ken Starr's the worst! It's all Ken Starr's fault!
Mm-hmm.
Ken Starr was hated way more than Bill Clinton, just like I think Trump is trying to make people hate Mueller. But it's not. It doesn't seem to be working. Not like Ken Starr. He needs Clinton's advice bad.
I can.
Maybe you can hire Lanny Davis. Oh, wait.
There was no Twitter back in Bill's days. That's the difference between him and Trump.
Oh, he would have had support on Twitter.
I don't know.
Who would have?
Bill Clinton? Sure he would.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
Absolutely.
They definitely would have. They would have ramrodded poor
for sure. I still think my favorite comment about the whole Bill Clinton, the one person that supported him, in this story was Joan Osborne. Remember, what if God wasn't one of us? Osborne,
yeah.
Who said, "Why would he want hamburger when he's got filet mignon at home?" And I all I can think of is, "Did you mix up the pictures?"
I was really just having a little fun.
Did you mix them up? Because Monica might not be the best, but she's a little better than that.
What a stupid thing to say. I hate it when people try to be so dramatic and they say something so dumb. Ian Ziering on that. This is what a ridiculous example.
Ridiculous.
Ian Ziering on the 10-year 90210 reunion. Yes. Like, so what was your favorite show? He goes, Jenny, the show when you told the girls how you lost your virginity. I just thought I was crying. It was so emotional.
Hey. I was shaking.
Because she was talking about how she was in love with this guy, and he banged her like in the dirt in a little forest.
It wasn't
or something,
very romantic,
and it lasted like 2 seconds. And that was his favorite show
because it reminded him of all the times he did that.
It was so stupid. He had some really lame tweet about Luke Perry too.
Of course he did.
Cut it out, Ian.
Out of playing all those clips from 90210 history, the one I kept laughing last night because I kept thinking of, I shot a guy last year. It wasn't my best moment. What?
I know.
That was just a throwaway line.
The scripts were so trite.
Here was his tweet.
That was Steve that said it.
Here's
his tweet. Get ready to get emotional, man.
Ian's Aaron.
Dearest Luke, I will forever bask in the loving memories we've shared over the last 30 years. May your journey forward be enriched by the magnificent souls who have passed before you, just like you've done here and for those you leave behind.
Wow.
So heavy. I wonder how many people cried. How many retweets did he get?
He got 8.1 thousand retweets and 72,000 likes.
So Ian Ziering gets 72,000
likes. 93,500 followers.
Sharknado's huge.
A lot of BH fans.
BH?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills.
Or Butthole.
Yep, that too. What a great theme song.
It really is.
Terrific show.
90210, that iconic zip code from the 90s.
Loved it.
It was such a good, bad show.
It was the original Hate Watch, it almost seems like. Melrose Place, too. They were both.
Oh, Melrose.
I didn't miss either one.
Melrose was after that, right? Wasn't Melrose after that?
PO5 was great.
PO5
Party of Five followed it as well.
They're relaunching PO5, and oh, it's going to suck.
What?
Yeah.
Is Jennifer Love Hewitt going to be in it with Grant Mack?
I believe it's an all.
Jennifer Love, she still hasn't been nude, has she?
No.
Can't her career sink enough that she has to do nude?
She's watching Golden Girls with her mom.
I want to see her.
I know.
A lot of
too.
Skin not have her.
He hasn't been nude. Everything he could.
He's got to get her nude.
The Party of Five relaunch, Drew, I believe, involves immigrants. I think it's an all Hispanic family.
Oh, God.
Hmm. I don't know if I was excited about it anyway, but...
Can we bring back the original? PO5 was...
Yeah, why not?
Bailey.
Everyone's... Wait, what's the guy Bailey that was in Lost?
Michael Fox. Is that his name?
Yeah, that was him.
His name was Shepard or something. No?
That's Matthew Shepard.
Oh, Matt Shepard, yeah. The guy that was...
Michael J. Fox?
Murdered when he had HIV. I mean,
the Tigers broadcaster.
You have to mention the other one first. You have to treat it like Googling him. Sorry. Mother Nature's been punishing all of us this winter. That Zot storm belt has been insane.
Killer.
Maz, how much shoveling have you done in the Zot snow belt?
I'll tell you. We've done a bit, but not as much as in the past.
But how many times have you fallen?
I've fallen at least a half a dozen times.
How many 911 calls have been made?
None.
None?
None.
Really?
Nope.
You think you might have CTE from hitting your head so many times?
I could.
Wow.
You okay?
I don't know.
Zot Dodge Ram, fortunately, does not get as much snow. They're not in the belt, but they do want to ease your pain and suffering. So during Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. Dodge Ram? Really? $99 a month. That's cheaper than my phone bill by a lot. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. They don't have Maz, but they have Stephanie. Stephanie is someone you might like working with for a lot of reasons.
My partner.
Visit Stephanie or give her a call. Get yourself a new Ram for $99 a month, only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. We are in the dealsinthed.com studios. So, let's see. God, there was so much going on today.
Are you texting?
None of your business.
Well, I mean, we're in the middle of a show.
Yes, you seem kind of distracted.
Kind of.
Well, he was doing a commercial break, so this is my little thing during a commercial.
There's only one commercial in the break.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm done.
What was going on? Well, how are you going to
time
manage there? That was good time management using a commercial break.
Sorry, not sorry.
I was just texting Abby back. Abby called me, not realizing I had been on the podcast about
Abby.
20
everything
minutes
okay?
ago.
Was Cabby, does she think this Tuesday you're off because of Kathy's birthday?
She did. She thought it was the whole birthday.
Oh, I see.
Whole birthday
so it couldn't wait?
I don't know. I just wrote her and said, honey, do you need me? I'm doing the podcast.
I see.
She said, oh, Daddy, just call me when you're done.
Oh.
There you go.
Maddie!
Oh, Maddie.
Charlotte.
Char.
How's Char doing?
She's
doing
good.
Yeah.
Really?
She fits right in with
thanks
the
for
girls.
Watching her.
Abby!
Until she's 18.
I would.
You want to do Today in Soft Rock just to get in a little early?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think Today in Soft Rock should be moved up.
All right, let's move it up.
Occasionally, for those that don't listen to the later part of the show.
I'm just going to pick and choose a few of them.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe pre-read?
No. Matt sent me an addendum to Soft Rock, so I have not read anything.
Wow.
These are all fresh. I'm going in fresh. Okay, here we go. Today, March 5th or 6th in Soft Rock, 1970, we start with Charles Manson released his album Lies to finance the defense case against murder charges. Obviously.
Really?
You remember that?
Yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it covered lunch and a nice legal pad.
Maz likes that one.
I did like that one. Okay, let's move on now. We go up to 1973.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week? Soft rock and other genres of music.
All right. We'll go to 1973 and our good friend John Lennon. His visa extension is canceled after only 5 days, Drew, by the immigration office in New York. He said it would be reinstated once he took a shower.
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
That's the best joke ever.
Jeez.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's a good one, man.
I have to tell you,
I'm not finished holding my sides.
Okay. I was so distressed trying to think, wait, being molested by Michael Jackson. That is so, I just never dawned on me what a big deal that is if you were seven like that kid and Michael Jackson, you had posters all over your room and you got to meet him because you won this dance thing. And next thing you know, your parents are in the Grand Canyon and you're in a bed being beaten off by Michael Jackson. And he's putting his dick in your mouth. And I was trying to think, what would be the corollary to that? And I was like, well, the Beatles, obviously. And so I'm thinking about the Beatles, and I thought, well, John Lennon's the craziest Beatle. Yeah. I mean, if anybody would end up having me over to spend, it would be John Lennon, because I just don't think the other three would.
You're right.
They wouldn't want you around.
No, they wouldn't.
I don't think John Lennon would either, but I don't know why I focused on John Lennon, and then I started getting in. I was like, oh, my, I can't even think about this. It's so fucked up.
If you were a kid with Lennon, you'd be so bored because he'd want to be doing deep stuff.
Yeah, macrobiotic
smoking
diet
weed,
and
stuff, blowing smoke,
some weed,
weird but art installation,
get a strawberry fields.
Yeah, but he would be focused on you because he'd be trying to molest you.
Correct.
So I don't know, it was just so fucking weird.
Don't
I,
go
just
and
thought,
get
I don't want to sleep in John Lennon's bed, even if I'm a kid. That's too weird.
Who would you sleep with
it
back
smells.
In the day then?
Bobby Sherman?
I don't want to sleep with anyone.
Bobby Sherman?
I don't want to be in anyone's bed. I think Michael Jackson is one of the only ones that this would have worked for.
Chamberlain's, that circle bed with all the chicks he's nailing.
I couldn't imagine John Lennon playing tag with me either. It would just never happen. Or throwing water balloons.
Oh, you're
or,
it.
You could take a stroll through Central Park with you.
A pillow fight.
Drew, did you bring your
so pillow? Fucking weird.
Yoko would get in the way too much anyway.
Ugh.
Well, Yoko would, of course. He wouldn't be interested in Yoko.
No.
You would only have little boys sleep over.
Ugh.
Time you shut your cake hole, Yoko!
It was it's just impossible to even imagine. It's so fucking weird.
Yep.
And Gary Glitter, too. You know, that Jimmy Savile guy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's interesting because he
a lot of similarities.
He did that BBC show forever. He was revered in the UK. And then all of a sudden, they find out that he molested all these kids. And it was early on when it was like, well, that fucking creep. I mean, the whole country turned on him. It wasn't. Jimmy Savile was not, he didn't have any great songs. It's different with a musical person because you love their music. People
Jimmy
are so
Savile,
attached to music.
He helped young kids. He helped children.
Oh, I know. He loved children. No, he loved children. Why didn't people say it about him? He loved children. He just loved children. They're making it up. They want money. They're trying to sue his estate.
We're really off the deep end here.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Where are all the Glitter fans?
Yeah, Gary Glitter, he only had one good song.
Somebody, please think of the children.
People are willing to give up this song.
By the way, nice job, Spotify, keeping the song on there.
What are they going to do with MJ's stuff?
Oh, they'll keep it.
Oh,
there's too much money in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Maz.
I'm kind of glad about that.
Whatever.
Let's move to 1982, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
All right. It goes to the great Dick Clark, one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, we got some Dick Clark audio, don't we?
Great,
I think
Dick
we do.
Clark.
I thought he was.
Dick Clark had many memorable moments. I mean, when he said, "Wait, I can't remember anything he said that was memorable."
I do.
Well, he did count down. Yeah. You have that in common with Dick Clark. Do we have any audio of Dick Clark? The master.
Now, a moment we've all been waiting for. It's coming right up. You're going to hear a roar of the crowd, and believe me, you will never, ever forget it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Count it down. Ready? Okay, here
this is
we
great.
Go.
Where are we starting, Dick?
The great Dick Clark.
Starts a countdown at 24.
19, 18,
fucking incredible, this guy.
16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
I mean, he's like 80 at this point.
Sorry, yeah, still getting
still
late.
Got
too.
It. Still got eight, it.
Seven.
He was handsome to the end.
Five.
Three.
Four,
one. Two. One.
Wow. Okay.
All right, everybody, let's get on it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1.
Sons of bitches.
You blew it!
Anyway, going back to 1982, Dick Clark donated...
The great Dick Clark.
He donated the podium he used for decades on American Bandstand to the Smithsonian. Do you know that?
Were
they throwing the garbage right away?
The podium?
20 years later, was found leaning to one side and drooling.
Whoa, man. That took a dark turn.
Oh, boy. Did take a really dark turn,
man.
Yikes.
I'm sorry,
boy,
Dick.
Between Colton's dark turn, the Dick Clark
Stop
joke.
Laughing. It's not funny.
Matt the Jennings, supportive Jackson?
That's pulling out all the stops. Yeah, supportive Jackson, celebrating his music.
Okay. Okay. All right. We move to 2000 now. Michael Jackson's actually in this.
Oh, great.
Great.
Michael Jackson
gave
it a lot
of great music.
He did. He gave an emotional speech at Oxford University in England about his childhood.
His childhood, but that's his whole life.
Yeah, it lasted about 45 seconds.
Well, actually, it's four. Have you seen my child? You know what I loved when Jackson was accused of molestation? And he shows up to collect an image award.
He's yeah.
Like, oh, they're giving him an image award.
Why is he getting? Why does he get an NAACP image award? He didn't want to be black.
He thanks everyone for the support, and they give him this huge standing ovation.
It's ludicrous.
We love you more because you may have molested a child. And he always knows how he always thanks his fans support for supporting him so much. He's calling the fans. He's saying, I need you to get me through this.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
So weird.
All right, should we move on?
Yes.
2002, a university student discovered a box containing rare photos believed to be Bangles guitarist Susanna Hoffs in the nude.
Nice.
Well, I never saw those.
Yeah, 2002. Let's look back. The university determined that the pictures were dated back to 1987.
Ooh.
At least the ones that weren't stuck together, of course.
Hey! Has anyone seen those pictures?
No, but I'd like to.
Brandon, can you investigate that?
She was great on the Beatles channel,
by the show
way.
Prep?
Did you hear her do
she
the
was
countdown
good. Yeah,
at one,
I did hear
one
that.
Time? The soft songs, of course, the love songs. She counted down.
Oh, she's on Pornhub.
She is?
Oh, maybe not.
I think Maz has lost interest in soft rock because he wants to know what's going on with Susanna Hoffs.
I want to see her.
I can't find him.
Soft rock and Susanna Hoffs.
Maz, you keep up the soft rock.
I will.
And we'll
go to 2004, Diane Ritchie. Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. The estranged wife of Lionel Richie. What happened today in soft rock? Well, she went to court seeking $300,000 a month in maintenance support. Let's run down the list. $20,000 a year to cover plastic surgery. $15,000 a month for clothing, shoes, and accessories. $5,000 a month for jewelry. $3,000 on dermatology. $1,000 for laser hair removal. And another $600 a month for massages.
Who is that?
That was Lionel Richie's
Susanna Hoffs.
Lionel Richie's estranged wife, Diane.
Oh, is that the one that beat him up?
Did she beat
him up? Yeah, she punched him out.
Well, she deserves every penny. For 20 years, she had to put up with that song, Hello.
Hey!
Did you find Hoffs? Wait, save Miley for this last one. Last quick one here. Finally, March 6th in 2017, across the pond, Ed Sheeran's new album, Divide, became one of the fastest-selling releases, shifting 432,000 copies in just 3 days. 3 days.
Wow.
Also, the first artist to sell too many records with a wiener pink enough to join Rizzo's gang in the movie Grease.
Hey!
Whoa.
It was a deep one.
Matt wanted me to get that one in.
The Susanna Hoff leaked nude photos appears to be a fake story, fake news.
What?
Yeah. Come on, Matt.
Why does anyone do that?
Why are you teasing us?
That's mean. Look at all the people who are looking up those pictures now, and they're not finding anything.
Oh, you're such fake news!
Think of the disappointment. How's it on sequitur list, man?
I don't know. I don't know if it's... That could be fake. Brief. The fake news could be fake news. But
oh, the fake news might be fake news?
I'm just going by what a couple things I've read during the time.
Brandon, did you get my email about Judge Califia Davis or whatever it is?
Yeah.
The second one was a review of the past story, so we can kind of get up to speed on where she is now. She's the one with the wound infection.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Or she had a staph infection, but she referred to it as a wound infection. Was it possible she's talking about her lady parts?
Maybe? Yeah, clearly.
Two separate things? No, I'm just asking. Years. It's crazy.
Lady parts. She had a lady part infection.
I don't know. I didn't understand it because she said staph wound. Infection, then she said she had a wound. I don't know.
Gash infection?
It was weird.
Was it yeast?
Good question, Maz. That wasn't revealed. But anyway, Rob Walchek did a review. Originally, she wouldn't show up at work because she said she was too huge and she wasn't feeling good and she had the staph infection. And then he did the Hall of Shame-ish story. It wasn't a Hall of Shame story. It was close, but not quite. And then she suddenly said she wanted to come to work. And then she's had nothing but trouble since, because she wasn't going in the main entrance,
mm-hmm.
and she said she can't walk that far.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered her a wheelchair, and she said she wanted a motorized cart.
Scooter, yeah.
And they said they would not spend money on a motorized cart, that a wheelchair was sufficient. So they're at a standstill. Anyway, this is the update.
There's even more to it.
A sit-still?
Yeah, there's more to it.
Wait, is this a recent update?
No, this is from last year, but it gets us partway there.
A judge who didn't even show up for work for the first 3 months of the year is now complaining because the chief judge won't allow her to hear cases.
The Fox 2's Rob Walchek first told us about Judge Califia Davis back in March. Now Davis is suing the chief judge. Rob has the rest of the story.
This fucking idiot.
Judge Califia Davis is in hot water again, being told by her boss, based on your demonstrated inability to perform your duties, you, Judge Califia Y. Davis, are hereby prohibited from presiding over any 36 district court cases. So now, the judge, who was a no-show after being elected, is basically being told she has to show up to the 36th district court for work, but can't hear any cases.
Oh.
In March, I did a story about how Judge Califia Davis hadn't come to work ever since she'd been elected.
How come you haven't been on the bench yet?
Because, excuse me, I had a surgery. I have a wound infection and an open wound. So if you want staph infection,
the open wound, maybe
all
that's
over the courthouse, you might want that.
We'd seen the judge around town when she was supposed to be on the bench. And even though she didn't look like she was living it up, she was out and about. And the judge's history before being elected was a little bit different. Her past includes the federal government placing a $35,000 tax lien on her. She was late paying her Wayne County property tax. She'd been a defendant in the court she was running for election in. Sued by Ally Finance for $16,000, Davis lost and was slapped with a judgment. She was sued and lost in 2015 in 36th District Court as well. In 2012, she filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
I'm Califia Davis, running for 36th District Court judge.
Davis seemed to be up for campaigning. She appeared on Christian shows with a unique take on court and on her medical health.
Jesus is my doctor. And he writes out all my scriptures.
She was elected a year
terrible
ago,
singer.
But claimed she was too sick to come to work.
Pause it real quick.
For
we have audio from
after
her doctor,
story,
Jesus.
Medically speaking, for your height, your weight puts you in what we call the disgusting range.
Thank you, Dr. Jesus. Continue.
She did come to court. Her court and the bankruptcy court. Judge Davis filed again for bankruptcy in April of this year, even though her salary is well over $100,000 a year. And now, according to published reports, Judge Davis has complaints about her decisions on the bench,
logging
four complaints in 1 month. Chief Judge Nancy Blount has prohibited her from hearing cases. So now, Judge Kalilia Davis is suing the Chief Judge. The Chief Judge wasn't available for comment, but Judge Davis's attorney told us the Chief Judge improperly used her power to keep Davis from hearing cases.
Well, we can come in and talk to you. I mean,
no,
you aren't elected.
Can't. And you can also get off my property.
I'm not on your property. I'm on the sidewalk. Controversial
the
Kalilia Davis continues to make news. In Detroit, Rob Walchuk, Fox 2 News.
What a sack of shit.
And now the update was at 10 o'clock last night.
There's an update.
I'm in between sizes.
Is that the update?
There's more problems. That's the in-between update.
Oh, okay.
This is
Don't
the final update.
Don't you have a Quiznos convention to get to?
This is 10 o'clock last night.
Sorry,
the first story. And I can't. How do you stay a judge? Why can't
they
throw
rules.
People off?
They make the rules.
Why don't they change the rules? This is ridiculous.
Because they don't want to get thrown off.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You're right. Correction. Oh, what a fucking beast this woman is.
She is a beast.
She's a monster. She's a little bit heavy.
Wait, is this it? That's a short update.
It's a couple minutes long.
Is this a tease?
No, it's...
Oh, it's a tease. Hang on. Sorry, my fault. Todd Persky.
Yeah, it's a lengthy story on this beast.
What size robe is that, Drew?
What's that?
Chris Christie.
A Detroit judge who was once accused of not showing up to work has been told by the chief judge she essentially is no longer needed at all. Kalilia Davis's brief time as a judge here at the 36th District Court has been well documented, starting shortly after her election in 2016. In March of 2017, problem solver Rob Wolchek went in search of answers as to why she was neglecting her duties.
Excuse me, I had surgery. I have a wound infection.
We went back to the judge's home to get her reaction to being taken off her entire court caseload.
Let's get off her property.
She didn't answer, but we did speak with her attorney.
This could be resolved, and some steps can be taken to
if she'd show up and do her job.
Some calm in this matter.
Judge Davis, it seems, has a history with Chief Judge Nancy Blount. In 2017, the chief judge said she'd never seen any medical proof that Judge Davis was unable to come to work.
Come on, Blount.
Therefore, she said Davis still had to come.
I don't believe that. Just look at her.
I know, she doesn't look like she should go anywhere, or that she does go anywhere.
I'm in between sizes.
Nancy
Judge from home?
In this matter.
Judge Davis, it seems, has a history with Chief Judge Nancy Blount. In 2017, the chief judge said she'd never seen any medical proof that Judge Davis was unable to come to work.
Except she doesn't like cameras either.
Still had to come to work, but couldn't hear any new cases.
Judge
Davis then filed a lawsuit saying the chief abused her powers. Late last month, the chief judge here at 36th District Court said that if Judge Davis was to come to work, she would have to walk in the media entrance, the same entrance that we use, and be subject to a weapons check.
Ooh.
But Judge Davis says she can't use that entrance because she has difficulty walking. So the chief judge offered up a wheelchair. Judge Davis allegedly countered with a request for a motorized scooter, but the chief judge denied it, saying it wasn't a good use of taxpayer money. Now, the chief judge issued an order removing Judge Davis from any court cases at the 36th District. She said it was based on information that Judge Davis wasn't keeping a video record of her cases, a violation of Michigan court rules. In a statement from the chief judge, she says she tried to reach a solution.
Pain in the ass this
after bringing this
is.
Matter to her attention,
Jesus.
Judge Davis had made it clear that her intention is to continue to circumvent the video reporting system.
She's a
slob. Despite these interactions, Davis's attorney stopped short of calling this latest action.
She doesn't pay
personal.
Judgments.
Chief Judge Blount feels that the court should be run a certain way, and Judge Davis wants to be a judge that serves the people. And if you have those interests in line, everything will eventually
No, your client doesn't do
order.
Shit.
And he's hopeful this can all be settled without the need for another judge's opinion.
Sorry.
In Detroit,
sorry.
Dave Spencer. Fox 2 News.
Watching her take a stroll is quite entertaining.
Can they order her to have
you
lap band surgery?
She's a slob.
Sorry, not sorry.
Order you to have lap band surgery.
Is there a judge?
You take a look at her. She's a slob.
You got to want to do it.
Sorry, not sorry.
She would not.
She's basically a disaster.
She is a disaster.
It's a total disaster.
All the judgment she doesn't pay him. Linetta's pale.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. I don't believe she does have the stamina.
She's making a decent wage, right?
Yeah, 138 oh my God, yeah. grand. And she declared bankruptcy again. Oh, God, what a mess. Well,
she's not married with kids. What the hell is she spending her money on?
I have
on?
No idea.
She's a total failure.
Oh, I got an idea. Food.
Meanwhile, yesterday, our new governor
this is ridiculous.
Is asking for a 45-cent gas tax.
Come on, Gretchen.
Now, that's about $7 a fill-up for me.
Are you kidding?
That's a regressive tax, too. That I mean, people that aren't making a lot of money or just making average income, that's $7 a tank?
Yep.
That's a lot of dough.
How about people selling cars and trucks? Who the hell is going to want them?
Oh, is it about you?
Yeah, it is.
So you don't think anyone will want a car?
Trucks.
Oh.
No, well, you're 100% correct, though. It's... What about the people that have to get to work?
It would be the highest gas tax in the United States.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you remember, and I don't think a lot of people remember this, we just had a 20% hike in the registration fees to fix the roads and a 7-cent gas tax to fix the roads, which was declared the largest investment in our roads we had had in decades.
Where's she
that was in
45?
2017.
Where's 7 cents go to 45?
Well, because
well,
if you remember,
it in steps, but it's ludicrous.
She said she wanted to fix the damn roads, and it was some people actually spent time researching this and said, "Wow, if you're really going to fix the damn roads and do it quickly, it would take billions of dollars." It would,
because I mean, it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Not just a few hundred million, a couple billion dollars. And everybody said, where are you going to get a couple billion dollars to fix the damn roads? Well, it would require something like a 45-cent gas tax. And again, this is a very regressive tax. This is, and these are people who've already been hit on the registration and the gas tax for fixing 45. The damn roads in 2017. So what happened to the money from the 20% increase on registration, which is a lot of money, by the way, and the 7 cents, where'd that money go?
No idea. It's supposed to be $1.4 billion from the registration.
It's gone.
Fees.
Where'd
Just
it go?
Don't worry about it. Well, it's gone. It's
Where's
crazy.
That money?
It's crazy.
Why didn't that fix the roads? Why isn't that fixing the roads? Does anyone look these things up?
It fixes the roads, but you have to refix them because they don't fix them right.
2 years later?
It's terrible.
The 20% increases still in there. It's not like it just disappeared. They went, up, we fixed the roads. No, we're still paying for it. We're still paying the extra 7 cents. So we're going to pay another 45 cents now. How do we know that's going to really fix the roads? Really? They never fix the roads.
No, it won't. It won't. You're going to be paying, throwing bad money at a bad idea.
And the lowest income people are paying an equal share. Yeah. It's a very regressive tax. It's
very stupid.
So,
by the way, did you know that like, if you were a electric car or hybrid, you pay more in your registration too because you don't use as much gas? So, God forbid, should those people get a tax break?
Oh, they've actually been whacked. There's some sort of special fee on people with hybrids.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I think it's $50 an extra that I pay for the hybrid.
Not sure I understand what that's all about.
Because
but.
I don't pay as much in gas tax because the car gets 35 miles to the gallon.
See.
So they got to make up, you know, for getting double what that car would get.
Well, they're not getting. You're not paying your share of gas taxes. You're not paying. For
sorry,
the roads.
Not sorry.
You need to pay for the roads too.
After all, I do
in
use
your
them.
Electric car.
I do use them.
And by the way, this reminded me of something. I was driving to Chicago and back and using the toll road there.
Yeah.
And I'm paying $3 for this, $5 here, $3 here, $1.50 there, $1.50 there, which I remember when that road was built because we used to go visit my sisters. And it's like, wow, he's tall. Oh, well, that's how they pay for the roads. That was like 30 years ago.
Well, Jersey has it. You can't go anywhere. You can't go down the shore without paying tolls.
So wait,
that is one
disadvantage
we have
here.
Well, yeah, but doesn't a private company operate it now? Or at least in
Indiana,
they do.
I think they sold that because the state of Illinois is running out of money.
Yeah, so they have to maintain the road, but yet they get all the fucking.
Yeah, but you pay $1.50 every couple miles.
I know. It's ludicrous.
Every time you drive.
Why don't we just have a toll road here?
I can't figure out how is Illinois short of money with these toll roads. I mean, there's so much fucking money.
You know what, Mark?
They
sold it.
I know.
I think it would make me feel better if actually I had to just pay a toll but not get hit on the gas. Although you're paying it anyway. I think I'd. I can't stand the gas prices the way what happens.
It wouldn't be as much money. Although our gas prices are pretty cheap right now.
Well, right now they are.
And then tomorrow they go up 40 cents.
I just don't like the idea that this is a new tax. Where's all the other tax money going?
How do we know this money is going to pay for it? The last one didn't.
There's an old saying in Michigan. It's in Texas. I think it's in Michigan, too. You fool me once, shame on you. Can't get fooled again.
George?
The money didn't fix anything last time.
It just, you know, I was thinking about my taxes. You know, for example, I don't have kids in schools. Pay property taxes. You know, you pay all these taxes. Then you get it for gas taxes, you know, sales tax. It's just the more money you give government, they just gobble it up and they just blow it out their ass. And by the way, when the government was shut down, there were so many things that they talked about that weren't going to happen where I went, what, we pay for that? You know, the one that pissed me off the most was, who's the guy in HUD who they were saying, he would miss his prayer breakfast in Louisville because government planes weren't flying. They were flying commercial, so he was going to skip it. He's like, I'm not going to fly commercial.
Was that Ben Carson?
Yeah, it was Ben Carson. He was going to a prayer breakfast in Louisville. Like,
oh, God forbid.
Oh, really? So what is his fucking for him to show up at a prayer breakfast on a private plane? I wonder what that costs everybody.
Only
to be a fucking
and
prayer
have
breakfast
in Louisville. Get prayer at breakfast wherever you are.
I mean, just look at the way they
probably
blow money
it's probably
out
a fundraiser.
Their ass.
Yeah.
The more money you give them, the more they spend. The more we owe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
Well, maybe we should privatize all these roads.
Maybe it wasn't such a great idea to say you're going to fix the damn roads.
No, but that helped get her elected.
Your block got her elected.
During that debate she had with Schuette, he was accusing her of trying to raise the gas tax by 20%, and she fought him tooth and nail that
she
wasn't going to
do it. That's
what
all politicians do. Oh. That's interesting, isn't it?
Wasn't that long ago.
Odd.
45 cents.
There's no way this is going to happen.
Okay.
So, I read that story about Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that story?
Yeah, it was a great story.
Sounded like a nice three-way between those.
Yeah, Michael, it was about Michael Sanchez, the brother of Lauren, you know, who blew this thing up. And it's funny how...
who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
They really wanted it to come out that Saudi Arabia was, which is like, I don't know when that was said. I was like, what, Saudi Arabia? Why would Saudi Arabia get mixed up in this Bezos thing? But he was hoping Gavin DeBecker, the private investigator to the stars, would, and they considered buying the Inquirer just so they could catch and kill the story.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. He's just going to buy the Inquirer.
That's kind of cool.
How much was the Inquirer really cool for, you think?
Well, they lost
$72 million last year. Millennials are killing the Inquirer.
Yep.
Now, of all the things millennials have killed, this is inexcusable. What's wrong with you millennials? You don't like muscle cars? You don't like the Inquirer?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Jesus.
That would kill the globe, too.
So, anyway, Michael... yeah, hold that thought. Please hold that
is
thought.
Is Bezos still boffing Sanchez?
No, he hasn't been boffing her.
You sure?
He hasn't been in the same state as her in, like, I don't know, 6 weeks or something?
That's kind of the point of the story.
So Michael Sanchez, her brother, was a talent manager.
His only client seemed to be her, though.
She was his biggest client, his sister.
They are climbers. Those Sanchez's sure do know how to climb.
And he said, my only goal has been protect Jeff and Lauren. He was their unofficial advisor. The last year, and he said, their passion for flying is so sincere and earnest. And they went on to tell us that Bezos made the first move.
Yeah,
it's like, ooh, Bezos, big move, Bezos.
Came in with
what, he start shaking?
No, what's he doing up there?
He had a vest on and he started flexing one of his arms.
Yeah. Lauren said, what are you doing? I tried to kiss her.
Ew,
what
you weirdo.
Are you doing?
Open both eyes. Ew.
And then she said, we're just friends. But anyway, she thought about his wallet for a second, and then they started the affair. And then, so they were all talking, the three of them, because he was their protector. What if this gets out? It'd be a scandal. And Michael Sanchez's quote is saying,
what an asshole.
Oh, you're both pilots, and you've never landed a 747, but that's what we're trying to do here.
Join the Mile High Club?
If I was Bezos, I would have immediately sucked him and go, we're trying to do this here?
You don't fly.
Get out of here.
Lord, and I can fly.
That should have been the part that woke him up to how ridiculous that her brother is there.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
I wish Clark...
I flew it at an altitude of 6 feet for a distance of 4.5 feet.
I wish Clark was here to get pissed about this.
Oh, he'd be livid.
He would be so mad.
By the way, one thing he would say is, planes like to fly themselves. You can land them. It's really easy.
Man, I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
That's Bezos' response to Michael when he gave him the flight analogy.
Anything about the autopilot? I'm just
kind of
hand flying right now.
Wait, what does Bezos care?
Hand fly it, dude.
Good old Bebo.
He is so loosey goosey for somebody who's about to die.
I know, he's a good dude. I mean, except for he didn't hurt anybody.
Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
It made always, a lot of people's days.
Always thinking of others. This made her day a few times. So anyway, I guess the affair started, and I think we have some audio of that at least, fortunately. Bezos on top of Lauren Sanchez.
He's at it again.
Yeah.
His feet are at her knees, and his head's in her chest.
Wow.
She's into it.
Wow. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking shoot.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
That last one.
God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this.
I wish people out there would copy what he starts with, his dirty talk, next time they have sex, just to see the response they get. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to spill it to you. I'm going to fill you up. Especially if they don't,
I'm going to fucking shoot.
Especially if they don't know the drop or the show. Just to see what your girl does.
Oh boy.
Fill you up.
Hey, we get some response at 20966 Boner.
Oh, the one last thing, though.
Bad dirty talking. dirty talking.
The one last thing with Michael Sanchez, did you mention about when he found out about Gavin DeBecker?
Oh, what did he say? I forgot about that.
So DeBecker convinced Bezos to have a 30-day physical separation Sanchez. And he encouraged Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie, to undergo couples therapy.
What is he? He's a private investigator. He's like, look, I'm fucking paying you. What the fuck are you talking about? You're not my therapist. You're a private investigator. Get the shit, get the dirt, and get the fuck out of here.
Didn't he probably has an invested interest in keeping those two together since they pay him.
DeBecker?
Yeah. Wouldn't he? He works for, well, he works
no,
for
No, he's anyway. Working for Bezos on behalf of the Sanchez thing, isn't he? Why is the wife?
I thought he was just his guy. I don't know. Michael Sanchez says because he's friends with Mackenzie. What if DeBecker's banging Mackenzie?
Well, DeBecker, it's conflict of interest, dude.
So
you don't tell Bezos what to do. Nobody tells Bezos what to do.
Except for Michael Sanchez.
Yeah, not anymore.
He convinced him to go to couples therapy and figure it out. With celebrity therapist Ray and Judy of Maui Intensive, where
who
weekly...
Who the fuck are Ray and Judy? I bet you they have a podcast.
They have a website, and weekly fees are $12,500.
Not bad.
So,
You charge triple for Bezos.
And it's in Hawaii.
Probably it's $4,000. He already raised it to $12,000.
He's just like, okay, I'll pay. Once Judy and Ray were hired, Michael said, I told Lauren, watch out, we're fucked. Kevin's going to get Jeff back together with Mackenzie.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
It's his big job. Yeah.
We're fucked.
Is there a chance he'll go back to his wife or will she take him?
I don't think no. I mean, there's always a chance.
Would you, if you were her, would you want him on top of you acting like that?
Yeah, especially if you heard him have sex with her.
Red faced.
Maybe she didn't hear that tape that we had.
Oh, she knows.
I heard he's crawling on top of this long legged woman.
I heard he enjoys being a bachelor now.
I roll with a crew of problematic bachelors, and we call ourselves the Squad.
He's loving it.
He's loving life. In I do prime have
a,
time.
I do have a couple cameos I want to throw your way.
Oh, cameos?
Just a few. There's not a ton of new ones, but it was in the news today because they got a really, really big celebrity today, which was Antonio Brown. That's kind of going on.
Wait,
all
the Steelers guy?
Yeah, Antonio Brown. This is getting big.
What's he doing on Cameo?
Looking for a new team.
Antonio Brown here. I'm super excited to be a part of Cameo.
Sounds like it.
Super excited. Making amazing videos. Tap in with me right now.
Yeah. Well, he didn't mention the Cameo family, though.
So he's already got a few.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear this is your second anniversary wedding.
Second anniversary wedding?
I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney. And your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
Don't even mention the name.
Man, I want to go down that slide. That's all I know. It looks like
cool,
a blast.
I got to say.
He's nice, got a pool in his backyard slide. With a monster slide. It's fantastic.
Wow. Damn.
He's already got quite a few, which is surprising because he's $500.
Can we hear another one? Yeah. $500? I think
is that what he threw out as a furniture right into that pool?
Happy B-Day, baby. From your boy, AB, number 84. Sorry I can't make the party. But I won't be in town.
We invited him.
Enjoy seeing those titties next year because business is booming.
So what he said, seeing those titties?
Touchdown faces all like day.
TDs.
Oh, ha!
Play it again. Sound like titties.
I thought he was titties.
Smooth and Nate, love.
Hold on, I got to redo it.
Smooth and Nate. Happy B-Day, baby. From your boy, AB, number 84. Sorry I can't make the party, but I won't be in town. Enjoy seeing those titties next year because business is booming.
Big titties.
Touchdown faces all day.
Okay.
Mm. Happy B-Day, my boy.
So he's getting 500.
Smooth and Nate, love.
So Cameo's actually getting a lot of press because
titties.
Of this.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. He's been on a lot of like local news.
Great for the Cameo family.
So I decided to go and see if who's new on Cameo. There's a ton of new ones. You know,
who else has joined the Cameo family that we would know?
This is going to be hard for you to recognize some of these names. Tom will know who that first one is.
Yeah, do you know who this guy is?
Everyone, it's Quebec and Jay Golson here. Obviously, USC blind long snapper.
He's the blind
really
long snapper
from
USC.
Shout out from me or Quebec. You can go ahead and book me on bookcameo.com. Look forward to hearing from you and you hearing from me.
Isn't it kind of weird, like
yes.
difficult to be able to film yourself when you're blind?
I would think so.
Yeah, but how much do you think that he costs?
Okay,
$50.
He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
I'm going to say $20. $20.
He is 40.
$40?
$40.
What?
By the way,
a long snapper.
I know.
In college.
By the way, Jenny
not
McCarthy.
Not even that good.
Jenny McCarthy stole this bit, by the way. She's been doing this on her podcast.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Doing what?
The same thing we've been doing with Cameo.
Fuck out of here, McCarthy.
Well,
get back to anti-vaxxing. Stay out of Cameo.
Have Tom on your show.
How about this guy? You know who this dude is?
All right. Cameo.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm here to slander your friends. I'm here to send some love to your girl. Maybe even propose.
Who's that?
Or your dude. I don't judge. I don't care. And
it's a blast
maybe
from the
I'm
past.
Here to just send you a little note of awesomeness on a bad day.
He doesn't have any yet.
Aloha.
Cisco Adler.
Oh.
Who banged Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
$20.
What's he doing now?
Lou Adler's kid, right?
Is he a band?
I don't know.
See, I don't know what he's doing now.
$20?
He's $20 right on the
line. Oh, nice.
Why would anyone buy a camera?
Here's today's headliner. This is specifically for Drew.
Oh, boy.
Wow, it's well produced.
No kidding. All right, screw that one.
No, is that Black China?
Hey, Erica, what's up? It's Chai Chai here, and I want to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. And also, Megan misses you so much. 2019, you're going to
kill China!
Ugh. There you go. I know there's a moratorium right now on Kardashians, so we can't really go that angle. But Black China for you, Drew.
Oh, God. It's
for the low
be...
price of
$30. Buy one now. Buy
what?
One now.
That's it?
You can get Black China.
That's cheap.
Oh, she'll get a lot of my bet.
Absolutely.
Who was that one guy that was in Hawaii that disappeared?
Kid Boo.
Kid Boo. Hey, let's have her do one for Kid Drew. Will you write one up, Brandon? I'll give you my credit card.
Okay. Right.
Oh, God.
You love her.
Kid love Black China. You see news stories on her every day.
$20,000 a month in child support.
She's not charging enough on Cameo.
Is Kardashian on here, Rob?
There's custody of the kids 70% of the time, and she gets 20 grand a month. I gotta
interrupt
you. One child.
Guys, there's a 60-day moratorium on the Kardashians.
Oh, that's right.
Tom.
She's not a Kardashian, though.
I'm talking about Rob.
You just asked about Rob. Maz. So, Tommy, please, Maz. Listen to the show.
Did you not hear the show yet?
And hear by the moratorium rules.
You got it.
Thank you, Brandon.
I'm good.
I had a complaint about talking about the car.
I could easily not talk about them.
Can we address the other Tom issue from the other day, which I'm sure we were narked on?
I think we should.
Which one?
Here.
The tickets?
Yes.
Oh, you got $1,300.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The Champions Cup tickets?
Great. I did, yeah. Look at this card you got.
What?
Oh, a card. Who made that?
Maddie's class at St. Joan of Arc.
That's nice.
My.
Every kid signed
Lola,
that.
Lola, Josh, Lynn, Jack, Bella, Olivia.
Shouldn't that card go to you, Tom?
No. We offer you the ultimate gratuitous thank you for your generous donation of Detroit Tiger tickets and Champions Club access to the SJA Gala.
That's very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I hosted that event, and of course I...
Who made the card?
The kids. St. Joan, the sixth grade class.
How'd they know Drew donated them?
Because Maddie knows. Uncle Drew donated them.
Oh, Maddie knows.
Yeah.
What about the people attending the auction?
Of course they know. That's how I put it out there. This is Drew's tickets.
Maz is getting incensed.
Bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the listing from the website where it says donated by Tom Mazzaway.
Yeah, this is just the website. This is not the dinner that I do it on. They know it's not my tickets. They know it's your tickets.
What do you want me
asshole.
To do?
Asshole.
What are you doing? Oh, fuck yourself.
I don't want to take credit. Fucking asshole. You know that?
You took credit for it.
Fuck you. I don't take credit for shit.
What is that right there?
I can't change a quarter. Never caved, I'm going to have Champion Club tickets?
People
on the fucking podcast one day a week.
People assume you do, though, because it says donated by Tom Mazzaway.
Only the assholes that want to stick me.
Could have taken the chance to maybe.
Somebody sent that in, man.
They could fuck themselves. Call St. Joan right now.
Why are you mad for what you did? Why are you mad for what you did?
Go fuck yourself, Mark.
What did I do?
Have you heard my phone ringing in a month?
You took a phone call for 10 minutes about your child having an argument with her girlfriend during
fuck
the show.
You. Why can't I use my phone like Mark's using the computer and Brandon's using
the computer? They're putting things up. They're show related.
So am I.
Motherfucker.
You really believe that, huh? You believe that, Drew?
No, I got to thank you, Card.
There's no way, Tom.
As long as you don't believe
it. Someone sent that in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I want to know the asshole that sent that in.
They sent the link.
I'm never going to tell you now.
They sent the link, and we looked at what was up for auction.
Was anyone there when I was actually hosting the gala?
Well, no, we weren't there.
Were they there?
No, this is a wise ass.
Okay. Open the
book. He was caught.
St. Joan book. Where it says, from Drew Lane.
Will you bring it in?
They never thought they were going to get caught.
Are you going to make heads roll for the...
This is the most fired up I've ever
Are you
going to
make heads roll for the person that incorrectly entered it into the website?
No, I'm not.
Because they got the other ones right.
What'd they get right?
Well, when the Pistons donated. Or
what did it say with the Pistons?
The orthodontist, what they donated.
How about the Pistons game that I'm taking someone to tomorrow? What did they say? Who donated that?
I don't have the link.
Pistons donated it.
This is the biggest item, by the way, Drew. Good job.
Is it?
Yep.
Really?
It went great.
Why'd it go so high?
People love
the
it.
Pistons can't outdraw the Tigers.
I thought Tom donated.
No, because your tickets rule.
They do. Those are. Fun.
They are the best tickets.
My
in town.
Kids
for
don't
any
even want to sit
event.
By the dugout anymore.
Anytime I've gone with people, they said that's the best.
It
best
is fun.
Time they've ever been to.
Kristen
a Tigers
had
game.
Fun, didn't she go with her girlfriends or something?
She's been a few times since.
How about Grandma? My, Cindy loves.
Grandma went to the Champions Club
plenty of times.
What?
Oh my.
Yeah.
My grandma never got to go.
She brought you a jersey, a sweater.
Oh, wait. Did she,
that kind of
did she bid on it or did you just donate the tickets to grandma?
No, I donated them
to
Drew.
Did she know whose tickets they were?
Yes. She knows they're Drew's tickets. Drew's name is on the seats. It doesn't say Tom Mazzaway on the seats.
Watch a Tigers game in style with this package that offers 4 tickets to a Tigers game in the Champions Club. We've also included an all you can eat package with food and soft drinks. As a bonus, you'll receive a parking pass for the garage.
Two.
Donated by Tom Mazzaway.
Sophia, nice. Matthew, August B. thanked me. Matt, oh, there's Maddie. Lauren, Jack M., Jacob,
Maddie.
Emily, Katie, Robin, Noah, Phoenix,
Jarrett.
Mr. Kaiser.
Mr. Kaiser, sixth grade.
He's a man in the class.
Well, that Mr. Kaiser is the teacher.
He was held back.
He's the teacher. And Mrs. Leotard is the other teacher.
What kind of class is it?
Sixth grade.
Oh, the same teacher teaches every subject?
There's two of them. They split them up. Math, science.
Drew, does the beginning of that card say, Dear Drew, but the Drew's crossed off, and or says, Dear Tom, and the Tom's crossed off? And
it's generic. It says, thank you.
Oh, okay. How convenient. It says, Was it in an envelope addressed to anybody?
It says, Mr. Lane inside.
I asked him, why did he write Mr. Lane, Maddie? You know, it's for Drew. Well, our teacher, you know, Mr. Kaiser, wanted us to do it. Maddie! Mr. Lane.
It's because a gratuitous thank you, too.
That's good.
It's
very nice.
It's good.
It's very nice. Thank you.
Can we hang it up?
How much money did they raise?
We don't
altogether.
Know. We don't know for the whole thing yet, but it's the biggest fundraiser of the year.
What other things did you
donate? We had it at the Rooster Tail. It was a fun night.
What else did you donate?
I had a Red Wing game. Thank you to Kyle from the Red Wings. I take someone to a Red Wing game.
Wait, did it say donated by Kyle?
No, Red Wings. And tomorrow's the Pistons game.
Wait, why do you have to go to the Pistons game?
Because I take them to the Pistons game.
But then that's one less person they can take.
No, two people go with me. And they're a media member for the night.
Oh, okay.
So they get to, you know, we park.
What if they said, Tom, can we have your press pass and take another friend? Who'd that fly?
Sure, I'd let them if the Pistons would let them.
Who drives?
I do.
Okay.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
Boy.
It is.
I still can't get over being a pedophile, how much work that is. Oh, my God. Anybody else think that? Am I really weird?
Well,
it seems like it's
that.
Like your whole life is being a pedophile. Well,
look at Keith Raniere in Nexium.
Vanguard.
I mean, that was
you gotta
a lot
go
of
through,
work.
If you get caught, you got trials, you got expensive lawyers,
exhausting.
You got to sit with lawyers, you got to hire detectives to shoot down the victims.
Yep. It's a lot of work.
But the grooming is the part.
I
got to
say,
like, oh
I'll give
God.
Michael Jackson credit for this. Great compartmentalizer.
He was. He was a fabulous pedophile, the king of all pedophiles.
If anything, it's truly amazing he was ever able to put out music and
well,
dance.
Well, his music did seem to slow down.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it sounded like
he was busy.
Yeah, he got real busy with the kids.
What year was Safechuck? Because Safechuck really
it was late 80s, I think.
Safechuck was
early 90s.
Really was the first, wasn't he?
I don't know. I mean,
I was listening to an interview with the director, and he said that one of the most amazing things in there, he thought in his mind, that kind of flies under the radar is how long he took to groom Safechuck, and then Robeson comes along, and it's like,
that
bam.
Night, boom.
Well, Robeson was 7.
And he said, well, Safechuck was 2, wasn't he?
No, right. Safechuck's like 4 years older, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was earlier.
Oh,
so, I want to say Safechuck was like 9 or 10.
Okay, but he was his implication was he really learned how to groom through Safechuck, and by Robeson he had done it so many times that he just had the steps down and knew how to groom kids and their families.
Well, he's managing his time better.
I thought that was really kind
honestly,
of
I don't know,
and amazing.
Fuck, do you manage your time? Plus, he's playing the field with all these kids. You got all these families to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, and they got to stay at your place, and you got to build a guest house.
Sometimes
for them,
they have a sister.
You have something for them to do while you're busy with the kid, with tag and pillow fights.
They would have sleepovers with multiple kids.
Kids take up a lot of your time. You know that.
They do. I know.
Have kids, you know how it is.
But then you've got adults, too, who are playing with the animals and all this. You got to bring lots of animals to keep them busy.
Whenever they had the slumber parties, though, like Wade Robeson said, he would see when Jordy Chandler got that special time where Michael and Jordy would disappear, and Wade was bummed because he knew, like, oh, man, that's the number one kid right now.
Yeah, he went in the bathroom with Jordy Chandler, locked what's his name out, locked, was that Safechuck or Robeson? Yeah, he's locked in the room.
45 minutes.
Was that with Macaulay there?
Macaulay was there.
Yeah, so Macaulay, by the way, this great witness, he's there when Jackson locks himself in the bathroom with Jordy Chandler.
Yeah.
Gee, didn't say anything about that, Macaulay.
So weird.
I know. I would love to know what is really, I don't know if I want to know. I was going to say, I'd love to know what's really in Macaulay's memory of all these occasions and this jamming in the bed.
With Kieran.
With Kieran and Michael.
And milk and cookies. It was actually really charming. Look, there's the umbrella holder right there.
That guy's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
He is good.
The other thing the director said in the interview, they were like, did you really need to put such graphic descriptions in there? And he said, absolutely, because it's the only way to get people's attention as to how real this is.
I know.
I thought that was interesting because there's some graphic retelling by Safechuck and Robeson. You know, if they just said, oh, yeah, he molested me, then it doesn't have the weight that it does with the whole.
I admit I did try to imagine.
Spreading stories.
Lying for money. You really, first of all, there's no guarantee you're going to get any money.
Yeah.
His case has been dismissed, so I don't know. The chance of winning, I don't know. I wouldn't count on it.
I don't think he's going to win.
Jordy Chandler cashed in, but look what he had to do. By the way, he supposedly has a new identity, they think. Yeah. He probably gets so much shit from people. And he's the kid that got the big settlement from Jackson, which you know what that means. Fuck.
Billboards and buses with MJ Innocent. So these people are spending money to try and spread the word.
Wait, play that back?
Here. This is the Inside Edition story.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the Jackson family, probably. Facts don't lie. People do.
How ironic.
It's the facts. You know, it's funny how the facts that he sleeps in a bed with children all the time, that fact doesn't seem to faze any of his fans. Oh, he's just weird. He didn't have a childhood.
Oh, they got that jury guy back. Same dude. It is.
Michael Jackson was in a position to hire probably the best attorneys around that could build a case for reasonable doubt. And they did that.
But another juror, Melissa Harrard, is convinced Jackson is innocent.
He was not guilty. There was not enough evidence.
She says she believed Wade Robson's powerful testimony at
the trial. Did she watch Leaving Neverland?
Jackson never molested him.
It's just kind of suspicious that, you know, they'd go ahead and do this so many years later when Michael Jackson disappeared to defend himself.
Wade Robson says in Leaving Neverland,
he never defended himself. He never took the stand
because he was afraid.
There was no way in hell I was ever telling anybody in the universe.
He may.
He's got that walk.
And that was kind of cool.
Talk show host Wendy Williams is joining Jackson's family and fans in denouncing the critically acclaimed documentary.
I don't believe a word of anything in this documentary. Okay.
There are banner ads defending Jackson on London buses, huge billboards in Los Angeles, and a massive social media campaign. Dan Reed, director of Leaving Neverland, says he's been the target of a deluge of hate. Part two of Leaving Neverland wrapped up last night on HBO, with accuser James Safechuck claiming that Jackson told him that his 1994 marriage to Lisa Marie Presley was just for show.
He said he'd have to go get married at some point, but that it wouldn't mean anything.
The director.
Wow.
It's pretty powerful.
So bizarre.
Wendy Williams.
I know. Wendy Williams. Yeah. Interesting. It's, you know, it's a lot more divided by race than I thought it was. I don't know why. Michael Jackson, first of all, he doesn't look very black. I don't know. I didn't really think of him as a black man.
No.
I just thought of him as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, weirdo.
I don't mean any offense to anyone by that. He's just, you know,
Michael Jackson.
Plus, his skin was very light by the end of his life for whatever reason. I have no idea.
Well, he did have vitiligo.
I'm not black. I'm MJ. Like OJ said, I'm not black. I'm OJ. I'm not black. I'm MJ.
I'd love to know. By the way, when it comes to him, I feel like I never know everything. The vitiligo, was his face really white?
He had, well, there's actually photos out there with the, you can see the vitiligo. I'll show you.
And is it vitiligo or vitiligo?
Vitiligo, I think.
Yeah, he mispronounced his own.
I always call it vitiligo.
Because that's how Jackson pronounced it.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
What's the guy's name on Fox 2? Lee?
Lee Thomas.
Lee Thomas. He has vitiligo.
Yep.
He has white spots, which he then covers.
There's actually a lot of photos online that'll show it.
Oh, I believe he has it.
Was that the loss of color?
Yeah.
Well,
it's because
of
this.
It doesn't change all the color on your body, does it?
Well, it changes, it's, you know, like patches.
It's a loss of pigment,
which is why Jordy Chandler was able to say, hey, by the way, Michael Jackson's penis has a bunch of white spots on it. I can draw them out. And then they matched.
Yeah, but he didn't. He said he was circumcised. So he's lying. He's a liar and he wants money.
Maybe he didn't know what a circumcised penis looked like.
Well, not hard.
Question.
Yeah. People who say, well, when Michael Jackson was a boy, he was a black kid. And now, as an adult, He looks like a white man.
Where's a picture of him with Vitiglio?
You got to ask God that. That has nothing to do with me, okay? And that's ignorance.
What do you mean it's got nothing to do with you?
I don't control, you know, puberty. I don't control the fact that I have vitiligo. What? I don't control,
vitiligo.
You know.
Sorry.
Well, how many white people, when they're little kids,
I bet you he wishes he controlled puberty.
Now they look very, and they sit out in the sun all day to look black. In the suntan lotion.
Wait, is that a real picture?
$1 billion
Why is
business.
He smiling in a picture?
Nobody says nothing about that. They do, you know. They're trying to be other than what they are, but that's okay, I guess, right?
Wait, why is he bringing that up?
Are you trying to be other than
what
you are?
I thought he had vitiligo.
No.
So when they say things like you've had implants in your cheeks,
oh God,
you've had a dimple made in your chin, you've had your lips enlarged, you've had your eyelids reconstructed.
He's such a fucking liar.
None of it's true.
None of it's true.
Look at him when he died. Look at him 20 years earlier. He doesn't look like the same person.
I'm looking at him.
It's BS. They made it up. That's where they came from.
Don't waste your money on it. Because when you're buying it, you're not buying something based on what's true. It's not the truth.
When you're buying what?
Garbage.
The tabloids and stuff.
No, his nose looks nothing like his nose. You mean
destroyed his face? He destroyed it.
Destroyed his own face.
He was a handsome guy.
No, he. This is why this whole thing about him being innocent is like he lies about huge things. He doesn't like his face. He changes it. He says he didn't have plastic surgery. He says those three kids. He says three children are his. They're not his kids. Does anyone disagree that those are not his kids?
Just those three kids.
Does anyone think those are his kids?
Maybe.
Oh, no, Maz. Come on.
It might be his seed.
Paris? He has white children? They have straight hair.
Prince Michael Jackson.
They couldn't look more white, could they?
Well, plus Prince looks just like Arnie Klein.
They do, yeah.
You're right.
Paris looks like Debbie Rowe.
So wait,
which is possible.
None of them have pigmentation or their skin.
They look like white children to me. I mean, I just don't see anything.
Look, he looks just like
that's
amazing.
That's incredible. I've never seen it before. Oh my God!
It's just like him.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Well, Arnold Klein said he loaned Jackson sperm.
Never got it back.
Which is like, wait, loan? You loaned him sperm.
What was he going to do with it?
Hey, Jackson, here you go.
Can I have some sperm?
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean, can you have some sperm? For what?
Oh, you know.
I wonder if Arnold Klein was nailing Debbie Rowe, because they said Jackson got engaged to her when she was 6 months pregnant. Don't you suppose she was pregnant and he was married or something? And so like, oh, I'll be there. I'll just say it's my child. Ooh.
Probably.
What do you think, Miss?
I love that.
Ooh, breaking news.
What?
Debbie Dingell has kept up John's tradition of passing out punch keys.
I saw that this morning.
Only on Capitol Hill, though.
What?
I don't know if she's doing it to local media. If she did, she certainly missed one. It's our favorite tradition from a politician.
She probably passed them out to Paul W.
Oh, that's bullshit. We call him and see if he got
it. I will.
Debbie.
Oh, she did. There's a picture of her at WJR.
There you go. I rest my case.
Who's this Jamoke, Tom? Who is that? Who are you?
I can't tell.
You don't know who he is?
Oh, Gretchen Whitmer got some from her, too.
Oh, it's another congressman dropping him
there
off.
You go. See?
WJR.
Yum, yum, yum.
We always got the best stuff over there. That's one of the most things I miss about radio, is not getting the punch keys on Fat Tuesday.
Me, too.
I mean, I know you can go get them. I know that.
But give me a sec. I don't know if she did give them to media outlets. Somebody needs to get to the bottom of this.
Ken Brown said he had someone dropped him off a Coney dog punch key.
Oh, were you listening to Mitch's show?
No. Read him on Twitter.
Oh, you follow Mitch in the show?
I follow Ken Brown.
Did you read Mitch's obituary of Lulu?
Pardon?
Hey, Mitch!
Did you read his obituary of Lulu? It was very sad.
I was going to bring Lulu up. She had a good run.
Good run.
What a great eulogy.
She was 99.
Yeah.
And now with the eulogy for 99. Lulu Harwell, Tom Maz. She had a good run.
Lulu had a great run.
99 is a Toto song, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It was on the Shining soft rock March Madness.
It's got to be.
Song 99.
Bright.
It's got to be.
Here one day.
Gone One Night.
Gone too soon. Lulu Harwell.
I did not read his eulogy. No.
It was very moving.
Was it?
Especially the part where he brought up the play, the fiction that he wrote.
Yeah, instead of using a quote from Ernie, he made up a fictional quote that he used in the play to sort of put the
Tom's laughing really hard right now, everybody.
I thought that was so cool that what Ernie said wasn't good enough, so he used something that he made up.
Tom is really laughing. Tom. He's trying not to let anybody know, but he's laughing his balls off right now.
I am not.
Lulu was hot in the 40s. Look at
so
that.
Was Ernie, man. Look how ripped Ernie is.
Wait, let me see Ernie.
Well, Maz.
Ernie was a stud. Ernie was amazing. Ernie wrote songs. Didn't he record some songs and stuff?
Great guy.
He did it all.
Ernie Howell.
Yeah, did he have a good run, Tom?
Not as good as he should have.
What do you mean?
He should still be living.
How old would he be if he's alive?
Probably the same as Lulu.
Is he the same age? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the same as Lulu.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
Top of the line right there.
He would have been 100.
See? Close.
Yeah. Wow, 101.
Oh, yeah, 101.
Wow. When did he die?
2010.
That's a good run, Tom.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's a good run. Would have been better to keep him around more.
Tom even wants people to live a really long
time. Well, he was so, there was nothing wrong with him except the cancer that got him. I mean, he was sharp as a tack. That's what I mean. Sharp as a tack.
I know what you mean. It just sounded funny. There's nothing wrong with him but the cancer.
Anything I say is funny. I know. I get it. I get it.
Well, make sure you read Mitch's column.
I will.
The other crime.
Did you watch Crashing?
I did.
What do you think? You happy for him finally?
I'm trying to remember what happened.
He broke up with his girlfriend because she insisted on breaking up.
Yeah, you know, that was. I don't know.
Did you see Eve Plum was in that?
She was.
Spoiler alert.
She's the girl that fired him from the Christian duty.
That was Eve Plum.
That's Eve Plum.
Oh my God.
That's Jan Brady.
She is not having a good run.
She has not had a good run.
Not at all.
And then Amy Schumer has not had a good run lately.
Well, I mean.
She made herself. She was looking good for a little bit.
She's all yours.
Well, oh. She got pregnant.
I know.
Does anybody here want Amy Schumer or just Tom?
I liked her.
She's all
when
yours.
She got herself.
All yours.
When she, you know,
Amy Schumer. Stuff.
I thought she was hot. But she was in the Crashing episode, the finale last. Not the finale,
which was
last
very
week.
Unnecessary.
She's been a vocal foe of the President Donald Trump.
Eh.
Yeah, she was at Crashing. I did watch the new Crashing.
And Jan Brady. Is the
was
woman.
She the church leader?
Yes, she's the church leader.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I had to go back and look at her again.
That was Eve Plum?
It was Eve Plum. Hmm.
Some people are saying she is not having a good run.
She's not.
Not really. That was a gift from somebody. That was a gimme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this story earlier about Kellen Winslow II.
Mm-hmm.
So he raped three women. He also broke into someone's home and was caught by the neighbor and said he was looking for his dog and was like, oh, it's Kellen Winslow II. There must be more to the story. And then they realized they had quite a bit of evidence and he was being charged with the three rapes. And he shows up in court with glasses. His hair is cut much, much shorter. And he grew a beard.
Yeah, it looked totally different.
Which really kind of makes it difficult to identify a person when they change that much. But, of course, he has lots and lots of money. His bail was set at $2 million. He was bailed out. The family said, oh, no, this is horrible. What a miscarriage of justice. And he'd also exposed himself to someone years ago.
Uh-huh. Walked up behind him, had his dick out.
So here he is out on bail, and he exposes himself again to a 77-year-old woman. So isn't that Judge glad he set bail at a level that Kellen Winslow II, who raped three women allegedly, could reach? Wasn't that a great idea?
Yep. So expose. I thought he did. Did he expose himself numerous times to this girl, or at least twice?
Yeah, a couple times.
Girl, 77-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He raped someone in their 70s too.
What the? That's really.
So this
weird.
Is really nice, and a great attorney, by the way, changing his appearance and getting this low bail and getting him out so he could expose himself to more people. Maybe he'll commit a rape too, or we can see how long he can go without raping someone, which is a real challenge for him.
Embarrassment to his father.
Father says he didn't do any of it.
Wow.
Does anyone ever admit to doing anything?
I love that you feel sorry for his dad.
Well, I'm a big fan. What a game he had
He's
against
got
the
rape
Dolphins.
Gene.
Fake. that game against the Dolphins, fake, and they had to carry him off.
He was pretending to be. Yeah. He was trying to be tired. He wasn't that tired.
You don't think so?
No.
It was hot as hell.
He blocked a field goal.
Don Crickey said he was tired that day. I remember
blocked
watching
a field goal in overtime.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have been that tired.
Remember who kicked the game
14
winner?
14 grabs. It's not that many catches.
Remember who kicked the game winner?
Was it Uivan Shaman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice job.
No, wait.
Oh, he's for the Dolphins.
No, it
was Rolf Benerska.
Rolf Benerska, the game show host.
Yeah.
Rolf Benerska. Do you remember who had a spectacular appearance in relief for the Dolphins?
Einhorn.
Yeah.
Who?
Finkel.
Hold on.
Ray Finkel.
Strock.
The Virginia Tech Hokie from the 72 and 71 seasons.
Don Strock.
Who gives a fuck?
He threw for 528 yards against Houston for the Hokies.
Was it the great Don Strock?
The great Don Strock.
He breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
Oh, you killjoy.
Maz, your non sequiturs? Sure. I see you drew a Yankees logo.
I did. We did it. We did a couple. We talked about Lulu, Miss Lulu. We talked
By the
about
way, what
crashing.
A nice picture that is. Look at that.
I wanted to bring up the Joe Louis getting taken down piece by piece.
Oh, did you miss the podcast yesterday?
No, I know you guys talked about it.
I was very concerned for you.
But you wanted me to say what I was
Who
on my
gives
mind.
A
oh, yeah.
Fuck?
No, absolutely. The Adamo
talked
company.
About the Silverdome, so I wrote down Joe Louis Arena.
No, no problem. And Mr. Adamo is taking it down. Yeah, Rich Adamo.
Rich is taking it down piece by piece.
Wow.
Doesn't that suck?
Have you talked to Rich Adamo yet?
Not in the last couple of weeks.
Unfortunately, they're not getting property tax off that area, which is a desirable piece of property, allegedly.
So what's going to happen now?
I don't know.
Once they take it all down, what's going to happen to that hole?
I don't know, because it kept saying a hotel was going up there.
There's a hotel
and then,
right next to it.
I don't
across
know.
The, across
everywhere.
The street, yeah.
This is what, you know, is so weird around here. When, like, the palace. Oh, Pennsylvania Palace. Property's worth $100 million. It's like,
if you
why
buyer.
Hasn't anyone bought that property yet? Worth $100 million.
Don't you think, though, riverfront property would be pretty valuable?
I would think so, but they're
going to be property that you'll always see during a flyover, during a B-roll of Detroit.
But hasn't it been 2 years since the Red Wings left? Almost 2 years.
Yeah, this is the second
last game.
Jesus, yeah.
Why does it take so long to take it down and put something else up that would bring tax dollars in?
I forget what city this is.
They haven't really moved.
No, I know. It took how many years did it take to get the Silverdome down? 15?
Tiger Stadium, too.
I know. What is the fucking deal?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they hope there'd be a buyer who would then have to take it down themselves.
No, they've got money for it.
What do you, oh, to
I
for
mean,
the tear down that'd
be
rolled
been,
in?
Yeah. Okay. It's I guess. I mean, that's what the, I
you
thought
would
I read that. Yeah.
You know what else I found out? Did you know the Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills? Is the second largest office building in the country.
Chrysler in Auburn Hills is bigger than the Amazon headquarters?
Yeah. Guess what?
In
the,
Seattle?
Guess the only thing that is
You mean
bigger.
Single one single building?
Yeah, office building.
Yeah.
You know, it stretches.
Amazon's got a ton of them.
Right. But this one stretches, you know, in Auburn Hills. It's got a big piece of property.
Is Ford
right?
number one?
No, number one is, it's in Washington, D.C.
The Pentagon.
A Pentagon.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
You
pretty
a,
good trivia, man.
Is that from a Snapple cap?
No, my friend actually works for Chrysler, and he gave me that.
Okay.
Was that one of your non sequiturs?
It was.
So your source is
I'm
someone...
glad you credited him.
Yeah, Skip.
Your source is a friend that works at Chrysler?
Yeah, he listens to you good... guys. He's a good
Does
guy,
he?
Man.
Well, that makes gives him credibility.
Yeah.
That Skip information Olson. Was donated by Skip Olson.
Yep. And ask Skip, by the way, about Saturday night. Who donated? Ask him who donated the tickets. Everyone
Skip,
knows that I said they were your fucking
Skip,
tickets.
Skip, who donated the tickets?
Go ahead. Ask him.
Skip?
I'll call him right now.
Well, no, everybody knows. It was just,
I didn't write my name on that paper.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
On the website.
Did someone type that up, or did they really take
obviously
it off the website?
Obviously, it's it was an error.
No, I mean, with the email, was that a fake email we got?
No, it was a legitimate email linked to a website.
Oh, okay.
I want to know who sent that to you. I want to talk to this person.
I don't know if I can reveal that.
I want to talk to this
Skip
person.
It was Skip Olson.
I think
it was not.
We have to have confidentiality here, host and emailer confidentiality,
I mean,
or else I'll get my emailers in trouble.
The simple solution is let's see the hard copy of the auction book.
Okay, simple solution.
Are you going to provide it?
Yeah, I'll provide it.
Okay.
Then I want a fucking apology from you, asshole.
For me? Why? I'm not. Why?
You're an asshole.
That's why. I think you owe Drew an apology.
No, I don't owe Drew an apology. Okay. No one thanks Drew more than me. Nobody.
No one gets more from Drew than you.
What do I get? I get one fucking day a week.
Yes. Jeez.
I'm always the last guy to know anything here. No one fucking tells me anything.
Pardon? How many tickets?
He gives me tickets. I go with him. I go with him. We eat. We have a good time together.
Wait, but you took grandma.
Yeah, grandma's gotten tickets.
I didn't go
from
that
you.
Time.
No, you didn't go with grandma. You didn't want to go with grandma and her friends, her cronies. My kids call them the cronies.
Grandma's cronies.
Grandma's cronies.
How is grandma?
She's great.
How much of the phone plan is she using?
Like 1%.
What?
Yeah. You want to see right
why
now?
Why is grandma
who's
getting so pimped?
Let me show you who's leading the pack right now. You will, you will get a kick out of this.
Is grandma paying a percentage of this bill?
No, she doesn't pay. Lily. Where's my
it's gotta be Lily.
Why isn't grandma paying her share?
We take care of grandma.
She gets free tickets to the Tigers game.
She does drive people to the airport.
Yeah, she does everything for us. What the hell is
Tom gives her free tickets to a game.
That's true.
She thanks me for the tickets, not you,
of course,
by the way.
Exactly. they're basically your Champions Club
they
seats
are.
At this point.
Did we get them
pretty
yet,
much.
By the way? Did
we not yet. We have not received them yet.
Did we get them yet?
I'd like to see what they look like, you know, what art designs they have on them and stuff.
I know, it's always exciting.
It is.
I did get some stationery.
Oh, that's nice.
I got an off-season gift from the Tigers.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of your Christmas ornaments you've given me. Season ticket holder ornaments.
Those I forgot
nice.
About those.
Put those on the tree.
Oh.
Season
you do get
holder.
A lot of stuff from them.
I do. Okay, let's see who's leading the pack here for the girls.
Who usually is the leader?
Lily and Abby go neck and neck usually. Here we go.
Well, yeah, Maddie.
Wait, Maddie. What's going on with Maddie's phone?
She doesn't have it yet.
What?
Oh,
it's a shame.
What about the Jeep?
Nothing yet.
Maybe's pool?
Jeep. Nothing.
Pool?
No, not
plans?
Yet. No.
Down payment?
Drew, why don't you just donate a pool? And then Tom can take credit for it and put it in his backyard.
Okay, right now we have Lily at 42.8%.
What?
Abby, 37.2%.
Abby!
You're on this plan, aren't you?
12.8% for me.
That's all?
Kathy, 6.4%. And Grandma, 0.7%.
Oh, my God.
What are they watching?
Lily has 8-gigged it. But I'll tell you, you know why they leave it on?
You're
I have
on the. You're on the phone a lot. How much I can know. They be on the phone?
Especially when those phones get collected at night.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Exactly. And they do get collected. Maddie still does not have
sometimes.
Her iPod.
Ooh.
Maddie's iPodless.
What happened to the iPod?
She got in trouble.
What'd she do?
She was talking in school, so she got a little write-up. They
Whoa.
Call it a VSR.
A write-up?
Yeah, she got a little write-up.
So that's in her file permanently?
It's in her sixth grade final.
And so you
it's in
took,
her sixth grade file.
So you took the iPod away?
Yeah, Kathy
Good.
Took it away.
Good. Good job, Kathy.
Would you like to give it back if it was up to you?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long has she been without it?
I'd say 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks
oh,
almost.
Oh, boy. That is a long time.
She's clearly moved on. She doesn't ever need it back now.
I don't know.
Does she talk
she
about it?
She asked for it?
She gets like a little taste of it here and there. We like give her a little taste.
What do you mean?
Taste of
Wait,
it.
What?
What do you mean?
She gets a little taste.
But I thought the punishment was that she.
Yes, but once in a while.
Does Kathy know she gets a little taste?
Like I said, once in a blue moon.
What?
I'll just give it to her for like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Whoa.
Mixed messages.
Woo.
Yikes,
mixed messages. They know. She knows. Don't tell
is
Kathy.
This, is this.
Mixed, there's nothing mixed about that message.
Wait, so you and I are keeping a secret from Kathy?
Yeah, I am.
With a child? You
yes.
A sixth grader? You gave me a secret from the other parent?
Uh-huh.
That seemed confusing.
I'm just telling you what the scoop is.
Is that a mixed message, you think?
It's not. I don't think it's a mixed message. She knows she did wrong.
Oh.
But I know that she'll never do it again.
Should Kathy know about the taste?
She probably does.
Oh, okay.
Should we call her and ask?
Should we assume? Or yes. Should we find out?
If you want to wish her a happy birthday, feel free.
I don't want to wish her a happy birthday and
okay,
ask
then
her.
Okay, then you're
knows.
Not allowed to ask her. You either wish her a happy birthday and ask her, or you just leave her.
I just feel like I might spoil the birthday.
You sure?
Where are you guys going tonight?
I can't say.
This won't be out until you've already
My
gone.
God. What is with all these secrets?
We're going somewhere local.
You shouldn't have any
What a nice, fun place.
You, know, you asked
like
me.
You keep your life separate
it's
from
It's just
the
funny
earth.
Because you asked me what kind of punchki I ate today, yet you won't say where are you going to
Can
dinner.
You tell us what you're eating tonight, at least? Because I know you're excited about that.
All right, we're going to Fishbones.
Oh.
Why is that such a big secret?
Wait,
not a big secret.
Downtown?
No, by my house. Nine
There's
Jefferson.
A Fishbones over there? I didn't know that.
Nine Jefferson.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice one.
I love their prime rib.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What do you like to order there?
Believe it or not, I like a lot of their appetizers. The steak tips with the blue cheese, I like.
Nice. That
I like
good.
Their tomato
Are they
mozzarella.
Seafood restaurant?
But you know what I like the best?
Are they seafood
I like
restaurant?
Their rolls.
Their rolls?
Yeah. They have the best rolls. They're hot.
I love good rolls.
They're hot, and they give you the garlic butter. I could just eat that, and that, and I'd be happy.
Are they better than...
The food didn't matter.
You know, I don't like this restaurant terribly that much, except for the rolls, but Red Lobster...
Red Lobster, those cheddar rolls are damn good.
Maz, what if they?
Those are damn good.
What if you noticed on the menu for an entree it was rolls, just the rolls for like $11, and they just brought out 20 rolls and lots of butter.
With butter, just keep. They have to be hot.
Would you order it?
Yes, I would. I would.
And they bring out three hot ones at a time,
and a side salad.
New hot ones.
Maybe a little soup with it.
A little soup. Okay, yeah. What kind of soup?
Whatever they have.
Wow.
I like clam chowder. Clam chowder is good.
Rolls, good rolls. There's nothing like good rolls.
They have the best rolls. No question, besides Red Lobster's biscuits, or whatever you call those.
You can buy them at Costco.
I know you can, but they're not the same.
They're not.
They're not the same.
But they're not bad either.
No, they're not. There's no bad rolls. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Don't forget.
Bloop.
Today.
Is that on your non-sequitur list? Are we still on the non-sequitur list?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Is there anything else?
What else? Yeah.
You hit the other.
This Saturday, we're springing ahead. Saturday night.
Oh, thank you. You want to hit the outro, Brandon? We can get through the rest of non-sequitur.
Daylight savings time.
It's the worst.
We spring. Wait, we go forward.
Yeah, we lose an hour.
So you lose an hour of sleep.
It's the
worst. Why don't we do that on Monday?
That's a good
point. During the day.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock.
You have noon go to 1 o'clock.
Or 4 go to 5.
Be okay.
I hate it. I don't know.
You know what? I'd rather not have it anymore, to be honest with
There's no reason.
You used to be
have
excited
it.
As a kid because you're playing outside. Now I don't give a shit anymore.
There's no reason to have it anyway.
Yeah, it's the same difference.
Stupid. No, but you lose that hour of sleep.
We act like we're so smart. Oh, we're fooling Mother Nature. Was it because kids were in the dark at school buses? No. Is that what it was?
No, it's all a lie.
Or farmers?
Farmers.
It's a lie, too.
That sounds. I don't even know any farmers. There aren't even any farmers
the
left.
The Nazis are the one that ones that started it in Germany.
Maz, is there any else? Anything else?
Ben Franklin.
I was going to say Benjamin Orr. You had me look him up for the cars.
Yeah,
he died in 2000.
Oh yes, he did.
Age of 53.
I know, that was sad. I read his book, not his book, but a book about. It was very sad. He was playing till the end.
And the last thing I had on here was I was wondering if Trudy was tired yet.
No, not yet. But I did tell her about your generous offer.
Joe, would you check on her tonight? Check on mom?
I think Stacy at South Ford is a little tired. Can you pick up an extra day?
Stacy? No, she's good. She's good.
Really?
Yeah, she's fine.
Archie might want to take a Tuesday off.
You might need a day off to find
until the podcast.
You might need a day off to find the printed version of the St. Joan of Arc.
I cannot wait to shove that right in your face.
No, I can't wait to see it. Along with some Reggie Miller audio that sounds like
Sweetheart.
Yeah,
where's Reggie Miller proof?
You didn't play it. You little
what jerk!
It sound like I'm talking about
two.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Brandon, and the crew.
Hey, it's Punchki Day. I love Punchki.
Savory and delicious.
Hey, Mark, Radiohead sucks. Name one other band member besides that googly-eyed fucking singer they got.
I was listening to the podcast about how much money it costs to do repairs on a house, break out another $1,000. That saying came from Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, I've also always thought that Corey Feldman looked like Jon Snow. I'm glad somebody else sees it.
And that's when I masturbated to Game of Thrones.
I'd rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see Bohemian Rhapsody. Sorry, Matt.
That's bullshit.
Mark is a dickbag.
Oh, you're all angry now.
I got a name change suggestion. Instead of Red Shovel Studios, now it needs to be called Shit Stain Studios. Thanks a lot, Mags.
I like when you guys pound on Mags.
You butt out.
I got a bone to pick with Mr. Fellhauer. He just said the middle name Bear is a stupid middle name. My son's middle name is Bear, and it's fucking cool.
Ah, Bears.
Mark with a C? I mean, who even thought that was a good name to go with?
That's a great name.
And Bear? For a middle name is fucking cool. Fuck a dick, Mark.
That's like the best day is Maz Day.
Shit, yeah.
Hey, guys, just want to say congratulations to Trudy on the new gig.
Trudy. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to pop off about Jackson's nephew, this douchebag named Todd. Pretty much said that when money's involved, people will sell their souls. Exactly what his family's doing.
Totally false.
Big titties and camel toe.
Big titties and camel toe.
Yeah, that Mel Gibson drop with you there, man. And that is one of my favorite drops right now.
Time for a phone call to Andy Dick.
Andy!
According to his Facebook, he has had a coffee enema this past weekend.
Come on, I messed up. Fuck.
Hey, Drew.
Just want to say happy Poonski Day. I know you love Poonskis.
I am a donut.
Oh, also, what is up with the audio quality on that outgoing message for the boner hotline?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
More farts, please. Open up the best of with farts. Farts, 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 farts. I appreciate it. As far as whipping off, yeah, I pretty much figured that one out on my own.
Well, good for you.
As Gacy says, if you don't think about it while you're putting on it, you'll never get it off.
Get on your knees and get on it.
Anyone else keeping up with Kennedy's Instagram page?
I can.
Drew Lane. It's fucking Kate Beckinsale.
What's that name?
For the love of everything on this fucking planet. Say Kate Beckinsale one more time, motherfucker. I dare you.
Relax.
Kate Beckinsale. Get it right. What the fuck, man?
My penis. My buttocks. You need to roll that one out again, guys.
My penis. My buttocks.
Listen to your recap of the first Jackson night.
It's BS. They made it up.
And Trudy brought up the point, like, did he have, with all the things in his house and in his castle and TP and everything, did he have a pedophile architect?
Oh, that's a nice place.
You know, all the stories are the same with the turning against their parents and this and that.
Allegedly!
Where do you learn to do that? This guy knew how to basically put these kids in his little cult.
Why do you do this to me?
Hey guys, just call him and say that I love the show.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Hey Drew, this is about your Silverdome seats. I was at the Jack Morris number retirement ceremony at Comerica Park last year.
Ooh.
And they gave Jack Morris a Tiger Stadium seat with the number 47. Now, if you know anything about stadiums, no row goes up to number 47. They took a regular ass seat, probably number 6, number 9, who knows, and they just replaced that little plate with the number on it with a number 47. So I've seen a lot of those Silverdome seats, so I'm thinking possibly fake.
The great sleuth.
Hey, Drew, this is John with Piece of Shit Home Buyers down in Phoenix, Arizona. I'd like to make an offer to buy your piece of shit house down here. If you give me a call back, I will make you a wonderful low-ball offer. Thanks. Have a great day.
I take a day off work to come here and get my punchies. I love those punchies.
That sounds delicious.
I think people need to lay off Mark. I think Mark's a great guy.
Yeah, you two should get a room, you know?
I think that if you get a little upset at his non-sentimental point of view, it might be because you're a little soft. Anyway, Mark, love you. I love your stoicism and your binary choices in life, and I just wish I could give you a big hug.
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
My favorite part of that leaving Neverland was when he was telling the kids at school that Michael Jackson's weird. That was fucking hilarious.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
Sayonara, butt face!